All right, it's Joel Radio. Welcome to the show, people.
What's happening?
America.
I'm sorry, let's get excited.
Get excited. This is the big event. Come on.
You've been waiting 12 months for this epic blowout.
Well, this show, you particularly enjoy this show.
It really is the highlight of the year.
It is. It's the big season finale of Joel Radio.
It's the angel atop the tree of joy.
Right.
It is our podcasting year.
Mm-hmm. In the spirit of the season, it's the assholes of the year for 2014.
That's right.
Joel Fragamenti, Corey Hollison over there. We got a major, a bunch of names to get through here. We've picked the biggest villains, assholes, hypocrites.
My list is overflowing.
Villains of 2014. We will tell you who they are. Ranked in order for your listening pleasure. I hope you've been making your list at home. Corey and I have been keeping our lists all year. And we're excited to give them to you. We hope you agree. If you disagree, feel free to let us know. But I think we got some good now. I'm very confident in this year's list.
Yeah.
I hope that they're funny enough. Because sometimes, you know, you get one that's just a riot. And then sometimes you just go, that guy, he's an asshole. We all agree. Let's move on. So
well, and this is why, and there will be probably a couple exceptions to this, but we generally, when we say assholes of the year, we tend not to include people that have actually, you know, some guy who cut up his girlfriend and
Right, chosen. The guy who shot the two cops in New York or something. We're not picking
actual murderers and with a couple exceptions.
Yeah. And if you murdered, you can still make the list. Don't get us wrong. You're not excluded.
Murder doesn't exclude you, right. But in general, there's something less than funny about cannibalism.
Yeah,
so we will tend not to include those people.
We try to keep some humorous slant on this show. But here's my thing about this, and I'm going to do a couple plugs, and then we'll get into the show. I'm worried that for the first time in the history of assholes of the year, you're not going to like my number one asshole. Not that you're not going to like them, obviously you're not going to. You're going to disagree with them and why I picked them. And that might be a first. And I'm a little concerned.
Well, you know, last year when the incredible Papa John was
picked, Papa John was my big number one.
I couldn't argue it.
Yeah.
I didn't that was a surprise to me.
It came out of nowhere, sure.
I didn't think you were going to pick a pompous douchebag pizza magnate.
But
over many other words last year I had the president and CEO of Nestle who believed that water was not a human right.
Sure.
And that it should be owned.
Well, the thing
yet Papa John beat him out. But I couldn't argue with
you. Well, when I did the research on Papa John, I was kind of just picking him because he made those dumb commercials. And then as it went on, he was all like he was real Republican and he was against employees and did all this
He's got bad business practices.
Bad business practices and just being
sticking the kids to work there for less than 40 hours.
So when I went through and I ranked everybody this year, my number one is certainly not the most villainous person on the list, but I think to me the values that I hold clear to being an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
In my private life, personal life, I think this person exemplifies all of that and is my pick.
Now, have we officially decided if you are the number one asshole of the year?
Yeah.
If you're at the top of the list, is that like the Masters? Like you're just you can just be an asshole forever? Because I could Kanye West could be number one asshole of the year again.
Right. Yeah. You know what? But you know what? I don't think I just pick, you know, like I pick it's outstanding achievement in assholery in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not based on, you know, this guy is the biggest villain of all time or something. But it's just like in this year, you did enough to be like Kanye could win it. But this year, what did Kanye really do other than
he was at a lot of business with Kim?
Right. But I mean, it was
a lot of headlines. He was every bit. He was as douchey as he was last year.
Right.
But maybe not. He didn't have quite as big a flash because he'd already shown his douche hand.
It's not the same thing as, like, he didn't burst onto the scene as an asshole.
Well, we're well familiar with Kanye's asshole.
Yeah. So Kanye, you know, I mean, I don't even want to mention other names because I don't want to ruin your list or anything. But, yeah, I don't have Kanye either. But let's just do a couple quick things about the show here. Last week I mentioned that we have, you know, in the spirit of the season, if you want to donate a little jingle to the Joel Radio coffers, we've set that up on the front page of joelradio.net. You can donate with PayPal if you want to give us the money. We need some new equipment. We need, you know, we have hosting fees every month. All that stuff, it all adds up. If you'd like to contribute to the show, if you're a fan of what we've done The show is advertiser free. It is completely free. There's nothing that costs you anything. It's free of everything.
Listener free.
Free of content sometimes.
Fan free.
No, we have lots of fans. And oh. I just want to say thanks to those who gave already. I just want to say that I was surprised that, you know, that if you want to go, that it was an you know, the biggest contribution so far has come from Denmark, believe it or not. I don't want to say the guy's name, but we have a big fan in Denmark who very graciously contributed.
Thank you.
And gave us some dough. So if you want anything, any amount's fine.
And
there's no minimum. There's no suggested amount. Whatever you feel is fair.
And these contributions went right back into the production the show.
Yeah. I bought some new equipment.
We have a new guest mic so that when John Tenney comes in here and talks about ghosts, you can hear him more clearly.
Yeah, John, we got a new guest mic, new mic stand, new mic cable. I mean, stuff like that. It all, those things wear out. We get new ones. So anyway, thanks to everybody who contributed, and you can still contribute. Go up to joelradio.net, go to PayPal. Any amount you want is fine. We're not telling you. There's no suggestion. If you think the show is worth $2, give us $2. If you think the show is worth $5,000, you can give us $5,000. There's no minimum. There's no maximum.
If you feel the show is worth 20,000 Japanese yen, please feel free.
That is that $20?
It's about 20 bucks.
It's about $1,000 a dollar. 1,000 yen a dollar.
So. Something about that.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, yeah, you can do that. And don't forget to support Joel Radio on Facebook. You can follow us on there. Joel, at Joel Radio Show on Twitter, at Corey Hall Comic on Twitter. Spread the word. Review us on iTunes. That's something we don't plug, but that definitely helps us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go to iTunes if you're a fan of iTunes. Get it. You can also get us on Stitcher. All right, let's get into the show, Corey. 15. We've narrowed this down to the top 15. I am going. Do you want to start or should I start? I mean, I know sometimes the person ends up starting doesn't end up finishing because we have the same names or whatever.
It's
up to you. You want me to go first?
It is. Go right ahead.
Stroll Radio. All right, so I'm going to start with my number 15, and I've harped, and again, we're talking hypocrisy, we're talking stupidity, more necessarily than evil acts, crime, that kind of stuff, although that's in there too, because my number 15 is a guy that I think we both like, who certainly will probably not be on this list in any capacity in the future, unless he's picked up with a hooker or something. Because this is a man who left the television airwaves. Mm. In fact, he left the television airwaves about 3 days ago. But Craig Ferguson.
Oh.
You didn't have to leave TV.
Wow.
You could have went on at 11:15 or 11:30.
He's not leaving TV.
Well, he's doing Celebrity Name Game, and he's going to do
which
some
is
other
kind
show,
of like leaving TV.
Which is basically, right. He'll have a podcast soon.
He went to a show that, now, I love Craig Ferguson.
I like him, too.
I grew to really like his show because it really did not. He really seemed to not give a shit about the format.
That's why he's an asshole.
Oh.
If he would have given a shit, he could have had the 11:30 slot on CBS. He could have had some better TV gig than he has. And I know he says he doesn't care. I know he says he was tired of doing the show. I know he's given interviews and said that. But you don't go do Celebrity Name Game.
That
and
is the
pretend
most,
that, you know. That,
that has
it,
got
it's,
to
it's,
be
it's, right, you know.
The easiest gig in the world. I mean,
It is. And. Okay, and when Drew Carey took over Price is Right, you kind of go, well, Drew Carey's got $1 billion from that sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
But what is does Ferguson really have that much money from that late night show? Probably not.
Well, does Drew Carey have a chunk of the Price is Right?
He may. Like a, I mean, that might be part of the deal. It might have been part of the deal. Usually it is.
Does Bob Barker get all that money? Who gets the Price is Right?
Well, when you're the host of The Tonight Show, you're a producer and you get a cut. I mean, that's automatic. But I don't know that Ferguson had a cut of his late night show. So my feeling is that this guy was dancing with a horse while CBS was looking for a new host at 11:30.
Well,
they're sure they looked at Ferguson and said, "Hey, this guy will be good."
No.
And then they said, "Man, you know what? Fuck this guy. We'll go get Colbert."
I would say, in terms of late night, that there's two guys you have to blame for all of it.
Yeah.
And that would be Johnny Carson and David Letterman. Because they stuck around forever.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody thought that a late night hosting gig had to last your whole life, and then Johnny Carson did it for 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, the guy who invented The Tonight Show, Steve Allen, was only there 4 years, something like that, and then he went and did his own. He went and did his own, The Steve Allen Show, for another 7 or 8 years. And then Jack Parr only did it 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, so this wasn't a lifetime appointment. And then Johnny Carson turned it into a lifetime appointment.
Yeah, exactly. And
so everybody then judges a late night host and says, you're insane if you give up your show.
Yeah.
Why don't you just keep your show forever? But Craig Ferguson will be back. I don't think it's a Kilborn situation.
Well, he clearly wants to do TV. It's like, why not get the Letterman gig, which is the plum right. gig in all of TV? Why not get it?
You know why? Because it comes with, and we'll see how Colbert does with it. Because Colbert, I think, also gave up a format where he could do his thing. Now he's going to have to do, it's a different vibe when you're doing, you're
but
the face of CBS.
Colbert, at least on the show, had a format. He stuck to it.
Right.
Colbert will be, I mean, I think Colbert will do a better job, and so it's not that Ferguson wasn't
he'll actually
a good
care.
Pick.
Right.
Right. He'll care about it more, but I also kind of go, like, in the back, I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And granted, you know, Ferguson's not a guy who grew up in the States, so maybe he doesn't understand what that Johnny Carson spot really means. But I still think he could have had that job, and he blew it by acting like a moron.
I get your point. Look, as we've said many times, that Johnny Carson Tonight Show thing, it's destroyed people like Conan because it's like the ring. And
right,
they're like Gollum chasing after the ring.
It is,
My precious. Ooh, and Jay Leno.
Who the Heart
could
of Darkness.
Very well,
it is.
That name could be heard again on this list.
Oh, okay.
Possibly.
But all Leno did was leave the airwaves, and he's on the asshole list. Well, so maybe, okay. But anyway, Craig Ferguson, I know you like him, I like him. And the guy they got to replace him.
Yeah.
You know, who knows how the James Corden or whatever this guy is.
We don't know a thing.
He's singing his balls off in this Into the Woods, this guy. Mm-hmm. It seems like he could very well be the asshole in next year because he looked like he had a real movie career and he's thrown it away.
That makes
So I don't understand that either. But
okay,
we'll
Craig Ferguson wasn't a talk show host when he got the job.
Right.
He was an actor. He was from the Drew Carey Show. And before that, he'd been a comic and he was in a rock and roll band. He was in a punk band in the 70s. With Peter Capaldi, who's now Doctor Who.
Okay.
Anyway, you know, like that kind of stuff. So this was just kind of like a lark for him, and he turned it into something fun. Yeah. And so we'll see. James Corden, they're bringing a guy no one in America knows who he is at all.
Well, he's in Into the Woods. That'll be the biggest movie that he's been in. He's one of the stars of it.
But he could have a movie career.
That's what I'm saying. This guy, and he's good in that movie. Even though that movie's not good, and I wasn't able to review it because of Tenney last week, but. Yeah. The movie's not that great, but I mean, he's good in it, and he seems like he could have a career, but I guess.
I think that's kind of a mistake. Maybe he'll make it his own.
He wants to dance with
maybe
the horse.
Maybe CBS feels like they need a guy they can control, and James Corden won't ruffle feathers. I don't know. I don't know what to make of him. He looks like a big puffball to me. We'll see.
All right, give me a 15. Let's go.
My number 15. You might be familiar with this gentleman's work.
Yeah.
He's a man named Rennie Harlan. Are you familiar with his work?
Is this the assholes of 1989, or is this the assholes of...
No.
What the hell did Rennie Harlan...
Rennie Harlan, who is...
Directed Die Hard 2.
Die Hard 2, and many...
The Adventures of Ford Fairlane with Andrew Dice Clay.
And he ruined Gina Davis' career.
The pirate movie. He married her, right?
He married her and fucked the talent right out of her. And then she starred in the disastrous Cutthroat Island with Matthew Modine, which is one of the most expensive... in terms of amount of money spent to return on investment, one of the biggest disastrous flops in the history of film. He made a movie that would be on the top of my worst films of the last year.
Yeah.
And this was, believe me, there were plenty of bad movies this year. But he made a movie called Hercules.
Okay.
That was maybe in the long history, and by the way, there's never really been a good Hercules movie. Let's get real.
And this was not the Rock Hercules. This was the other Hercules.
This was the other Hercules.
There were two Hercules.
There's because in Hollywood, there's always like, if there's a movie about a mutant shark, somebody else goes, let's make one.
There's a knockoff, yeah.
Columbia's got to have one if Paramount's got one. Mm-hmm. So they made a Hercules movie that was perhaps the gayest thing I've ever seen in my life. You know in every movie where they do the scene where the girl comes out of the water, like she rises out of the water in the bikini, you know, like Bo Derek in 10 or, you know, whatever, the Julie Warner in Doc Hollywood. The girl comes out and splashes. Dr. No, Ursula Andress. Yeah. The girl comes out of the water and splashes and she's all gorgeous and the guy's stunned by her. In this movie, they did it with Hercules.
Well, that's...
And the guy comes out of the water and his pecs are all glistening. Anyway, Rennie Harlan had been off my radar. But he made a movie so horrible. It might have been the worst. And Hercules is, by the way, every Hercules movie has been cheesy.
Yeah.
Like even the one like Steve Reeves that people remember. Yeah. They're not good movies.
Sure. Yeah.
This is the worst Hercules movie that's ever been made.
Really? All
right. Horrible work.
I'm surprised people even remember that. You do.
It stuck in my heart.
All right. Rennie Harlan, good pick. All right. Let's go to my number 14. Again, this is a guy that I've liked in the past. This is a guy that I've seen this man perform live in front of me, And his name, Corey,
yes,
is Bruce Springsteen. No, that's a fucking lie. No, it's a lie.
Whoa.
It's not obvious.
Whoa.
Obviously, it's not Bruce Springsteen. Making,
Elizabeth.
I know, Corey.
It's the big one.
Corey just...
Coming to meet you.
Corey had a heart attack. No, it's a guy that you've seen, too, and you like. But it's Jack White is one of the assholes of the year. And again, you're talking about Lifetime Hall of Fame Achievement Awards. Jack White could get on there. But he did a series of interviews this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, he made a record with Neil Young in a phone booth or whatever they did, which was stupid, too. I'm not even counting that. Let me read you some Jack. You want to hear some Jack White? Did you see that?
I'm remembering that.
When they were on,
yes, yes.
They went
he
on
bought, he got one of those. They used to have these machines where you
go
record, and sure. Elvis did one famously.
Yeah.
Didn't the Beatles? No, they had like a
That was the Quarrymen did, in spite of all the danger,
the
at a guy's house, but it was basically the same equipment. It wasn't in
it was
the record
super
store.
Super light
but,
acetate.
But, you know, there's a plot of an Abbott and Costello movie where a kid records a record on one of those. And anyway, but yeah, aside from Jack White's music, which I'm not even considering Jack White's music, whether it's good or bad, he gave a series of interviews where he seems to hate everybody. Here's his quote about the Black Keys. I'll hear TV commercials where the music's ripping off sounds of mine to the point I think it's me. Like, he doesn't know if it's his music or not coming from a commercial. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Half the time, it's the Black Keys. So his point is, the Black Keys, who are, you know, a bigger band than he is at this point,
right,
and are more popular, he just seems to hate them. I seem to remember the Black Keys coming out at about the same time as the White Stripes, but...
They were contemporaneous.
That's what I'm saying.
I think the White Stripes were a little ahead of them.
Okay, but still.
Whatever.
Come on. The Flat Duo Jets were before the White Stripes, and they were doing the same shtick, so come on. Okay, and then he talks about other people ripping people off. Adele selling 20 million records? That would not have happened if Amy Winehouse was alive. The White Stripes did the same thing, and in our absence, you're going to find someone to fill that. You get a band like the Black Keys who said they never heard of the White Stripes. Sure. Okay. Then you go, well, at least he likes the White Stripes. At least he's proud of that.
Since he put out a White Stripes record, how many records has he put out as
Jack White,
the Raconteurs, and Jack White?
Exactly.
And
so he's ripping off the White
what
Stripes.
What is his other one? He's got a third band.
Oh, the Dead.
The Dead Letter.
The
Dead Weather.
The Dead Weather. The Dead Record Sales.
And,
no,
and by the way, and do any of those sound that much different from the White Stripes?
No, but that's the thing. And you think, well, okay, at least he loves the White Stripes. At least he's proud of that. He goes,
nope.
I don't think, and then he talks about Meg. He goes, I don't think anyone talks to Meg. She's always been a hermit. When we lived in Detroit, I'd have to drive over to her house if I wanted to talk to her. So now it's almost never.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of those people who won't high-five me when I get to the touchdown. She viewed me that way. Oh, big deal. You did it. So what? Almost every single moment of the White Stripes was like that. So not only does he put down, he's just the biggest. And then he goes on where you go, well, he's from Detroit. He's proud of being from Detroit. Not really proud of that either.
Yeah.
When he talks about why he left Detroit for Nashville, he describes Detroit as a cynical environment. When you're in that kind of cynical environment, it's hard for people to understand how to relate to it. It was hard for me to understand. When you win the lottery, what do? You give your brothers and sisters $1 million if you win the lottery. They're going to end up hating you a couple of years later. So Jack White hates Detroit, hates Meg White, hates the Black Keys. Everyone's ripping him off. Unbelievable.
I can't say that he's wrong. I can't say he's wrong about Detroit hating you for being successful, because that is kind of a true statement. But this is one of the few people on this list. I don't know who else is on this list, but I'm guessing one of the few people on this list that I've had firsthand interact. I have met Jack White.
You've met him in person.
Not to be like show offy, but
you've been around him more.
I would say you know, you could talk to, like, you could go to a bar in Ferndale where you live.
Yeah.
On any night of the week, and probably somebody in that bar knows Jack White.
Sure, okay.
Because he was around here.
Yeah.
And I'm not pretending to be a friend of his, but he was in bands with guys that I was friends with.
Yeah.
And I remember when he showed up and he started getting big, and he was the cock of the walk. And I remember going, well, this guy thinks his shit doesn't stink.
Yeah, so there you go.
I was there, not to be an old guy, but I remember when the White Stripes started.
Yeah.
And I remember they played a New Year's Eve party. And everybody was excited, and I turned to somebody and I went, this is kind of a gimmick, isn't it? And I remember being like, this is not going to last, right? Yeah. So I was wrong, but I do know Jack White, on a personal level, having interacted with him minorly, kind of a douche. And Meg, by the way, is very sweet.
Yeah.
Doesn't talk much. Well, so maybe she is a hermit.
Well,
but Jack.
But still, like, I mean, why give these interviews and diss everybody? It seems like what you thought about him locally seems like the national press, and that is sort of catching on to Jack White. So.
Well, but that, you know what happens, though, all the time?
Yeah.
People know. There's always the stories like, well, yeah, we knew him when he was he lived in Lima, Ohio, and he was a douchebag.
Yeah.
This is what happens all the time. And then the national press.
When you do interviews like that, it's going to catch up with you. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, he gave interviews, which I didn't print out, where he apologized to everybody and said everything was taken out of context.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, fucking blah. Right. So fuck you, Jack White.
All right. Sure.
Give me a number 14, Corey.
Oh, boy. This is a young lady, and I use that term loosely.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if you're familiar with the work of Suey Park.
No.
Suey Park is a... what do they call this? She's a Twittervist, a Twitter activist.
Oh, okay.
A blog of
winner. Twitter, right. Let's move on.
Okay.
Said enough.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
and so basically, this
internet famous.
This Nimrod's job
is
to basically hurl bricks at anything she can that will get her attention.
Okay.
And she stepped in it with the she's gone after some real difficult targets, like, you know, the Washington Redskins.
Oh, okay.
You know, and stuff like that. But she, her big thing this year was she went after, in regards to the Washington Redskins, by the way, this was all part of a bit.
Sure. Yeah.
She went after Stephen Colbert.
Oh, well, there you go.
So Stephen Colbert, a satirist who does a character,
which
is, I think everybody over the age of four gets the premise that he's doing a bit.
Yeah.
He did a bit on his show in which, the Redskins created a sham, like, Native American charity to, like, go, oh, no, it's all cool with the tribes that we're using this term, Redskin. So they created some charity. So he was like, I created the Ching Chong Ding Tong Fund for Asian Oriental Studies. Or
something. Yeah.
Right? As a joke.
Yeah, sure.
Which is an obvious fucking joke.
Yeah, and this,
she's
got
Asian
incensed.
And she's Korean. Yeah, she's Korean. And got incensed and outraged and started the Cancel Colbert Twitter account. And this caused a big fight. Yeah. And I exchanged with her on Twitter,
as did
thousands of people who told her she was an idiot. And the girl is like she's exactly everything you think about millennials.
Yeah.
Every negative you can think about millennials, they have a limited historical window. They don't understand anything before their lifetimes. They don't get context. They're humorless. They're entitled, all that shit. Suey Park is like all of that wrapped up.
And it's internet outrage as well, which is a big theme of this year. And I don't know that I have that represented anywhere really on here.
Well,
maybe a little bit,
she was to me the big head doll mascot of that.
Okay, no, exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right,
and
sounds good.
She went after a satirist for making a joke.
All right.
Dummy.
Yeah, that is stupid. All right, let's continue. While we're hating on women, no, we're not hating women. This is a woman on the list, coincidentally. We don't hate women.
Yeah.
On this show. Although it seems like gender and race, a big theme in 2014, believe it or not. Hard to believe. Still not over that. But this woman having nothing to do with her gender or race was an asshole. Because Wanda Sykes, you brought back Last Comic Standing, you cunt. How dare you? How dare you bring back a show that... And I'm beating a dead horse here.
Literally.
Well, when I talk about Last Comic Standing, I feel like I talk about it on every show. Everybody that every comedian I talk to, when I bring it up, I've talked to people who've been on the show. I always say the same thing. It's bad for comedians. Even if it's good for comedy, and I could see where it might be good for comedy, quote unquote, in a general sense.
I think it's the reverse. I think it's occasionally good for individual comedians that are on the show.
Well,
I think it's bad for comedy.
Well, it's, you know, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's not the best showcase for comedians.
No.
And if the networks aren't going to put on comics and make them look like stars, if they're going to make them look like, you know, teenage American Idol kids who are auditioning, I don't think that's good for comedy. But Wanda Sykes, following in the steps of people like Jay Mohr, and I forget who produced the show in between Moore's reign and you know, because it's her production company. And she's on the show, but it's also her production company.
This show has had about four reboots.
It has, yeah.
And reworkings. It initially started with the talent bookers from The Tonight Show were the judges.
Yeah, well...
Then they brought in celebrity judges and then overruled the celebrity judges,
well,
which
was,
made them mad.
The one guy, the manager, whoever Jay Moore's manager was, the big guy. And then, of course, he was using a lot of his clients as the talent on the show. The whole thing's a giant cesspool of bullshit. Comedy doesn't need this. Let's put comedians on the air as stars. Hey, you know what? Why not? Anybody got the balls to put a one-hour special on a network? Anybody got balls to give somebody 10 o'clock on a Friday night for a comedy special? No. But they could. But instead,
Barry
they give
Katz.
Last time to... Barry Katz was the
and
guy
it was
who did
a
that.
And you know what it was? It was a promotional vehicle
for
Barry
guys.
Katz's clients.
But what, no, and you know we what? Were done with that.
I just watched the Bill Burr special
on Netflix.
Now, nobody's going to put that on
network.
But,
yeah, but...
That was on Netflix, and it was really good.
Yeah, and a lot of people like it.
But... You know, every open micer's been acting like Bill Burr poops rainbows.
Well,
and I was a little hesitant, but I watched it. It's a really good special.
Well, I saw Bill Burr this year at the at that big festival. At the Oddball, and Bill Burr was great. So I got
He's a good.
But...
I'm just saying, but that was a terrific comedy special.
Sure.
That would help the art and help the craft, and people would say, I want to go see this kind of thing live.
And
4-minute sets on TV. We've gone over this
a thousand times. Let's move on. But one that's like,
but wait, hold on.
Don't bring the
show
back. There's no need. It was dead. It was gone. It was buried.
Was the funniest person in America a 24-year-old black girl from Brooklyn?
No. Well,
no?
She didn't win anyway.
No? Because that's what they fucking tell you.
All right.
They shove that shit in your fucking face all the time. Hey, how about Sajir Zameda or whatever the hell her name is on SNL? She written an incredible sketch or a character? No, because there's no black women doing fucking improv or comedy.
Wow.
There's none.
That's cool.
None.
I'm not, that's not
there's
why I'm
three in the
one.
Fucking country. Stop trying to tell us that black women just can't wait to do fucking skits.
Well,
stop
that's
it with
not
that.
My beef right. with her, but that's your opinion. Right. Give us a number 13, Corey. Let's move
on.
Oh,
my God. A number 13. Are you familiar?
Yes.
You might be familiar with this company. Comcast.
Comcast
Customer Service.
They're the assholes.
Did you?
Well, there was that famous call this year, and I guess that's what you're...
There,
did we play that on the show? I feel like I pulled that for the show.
I hope we did.
I don't know. You can look it up. It was a famous... The guy was a tech blogger who recorded this.
Anyway, Comcast Customer Service... Was someone basically turned the tables on them? You know, they always say, this call may be recorded and monitored.
Yeah.
So someone recorded them.
Well, I tried not to, in my list, I tried not to pick
a company?
Companies, conglomerations. I mean, certainly there's many of those I could have picked.
Yeah. Well,
but okay, it's fine.
If anybody's an asshole, it's collectively
I agree.
Comcast.
I've dealt with Comcast.
Go listen to the Comcast customer service tape in which they spend a good 25 minutes trying to keep the guy on the phone. Telling him that he's a fool to cancel a service that he says he doesn't want.
Right. And the guy is one of the most knowledgeable guys in technology as well.
And he's like
a big blogger. I forget the guy's name, but he's...
And I've had this experience with these guys to begin with. I tried to change... I went on the website, and I tried to, like, look at my bill and stuff.
Yeah.
And they told me I didn't have access to change... I went to go, like, change services.
Yeah.
And they said... And then they were like, oh, well, you're not listed as the primary user on the account. I've had my fucking Comcast account for 12 years. And it's only been me paying the bill.
If you wanted to add something, if you wanted to order something you didn't have for more money, they'd let you do that.
If I want to order,
but if you
want to
downgrade it,
order Showtime.
You
can't downgrade. It's absurd. They're the worst. They're a bunch of jerks.
Bad. They are bad.
So there you go. Comcast customer service, bite my butt.
Well, they did change their local office though. It's better now.
Did they?
You no longer have to wait.
You know
in
what?
Line
the one time I went into the store, it was okay.
Yeah.
I took back a modem I didn't need.
Yeah, I did too, yeah.
And
I did that this year.
If you call them, though, it's a hell on earth.
Yeah,
it's an endless teleconference hell.
Sure.
They patch you into somewhere in New Delhi, and then they patch you to four different people, and then they hang up on you. They're the worst. And they're the worst company in the world. They don't care.
Yeah. Well, here's a guy at my number 12 we're up to right now.
Yeah.
And I think we both experienced this, and... I thought this guy was doing a really, really shitty job at his job.
Yeah.
When I watched this thing happen. And then it became a big deal late. Again, this is another thing that happened. This is sort of a Twitter thing where, you know, people get in trouble on Twitter. And this guy did it too. This guy could have just did what he did.
Oh, I think I know.
Not
exactly
mention it on Twitter and he would have been fine. But I have singled out Mike Goldberg.
Oh.
He's the UFC. Okay,
that's
I know,
a swerve.
Exactly.
It's a completely different asshole on Twitter.
But Mike Goldberg is the UFC lead play-by-play announcer.
Sure.
He was the Red Wing play-by-play announcer for a season many years ago. I think they got rid of him because he wasn't any good. He actually does a pretty good job on UFC, and
if
I like him on there.
If you watch the infamous Avalanche versus Red Wings fight game.
Okay, yeah, he's the
he's calling
that was his
that
year.
Fight.
Yeah, that was his year. So Goldberg. You know, did they let him because UFC has a deal with Fox now to broadcast UFC. They gave Goldberg a shot as a favor to UFC. They gave Goldberg a shot at doing an NFL game. It happened to be the Vikings-Lions game. I believe it was the game that was in Minnesota. But anyway, Goldberg went on and was like saying the players were on. He was saying the wrong players' names. He had the teams wrong. I think he said Calvin Johnson was on the Vikings at one point. All kinds of dumb shit.
He continually be like, right. Oh, Cordarrelle Patterson made a great catch for the Lions.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. I mean, and it was like it wasn't the worst thing you've ever heard in the history of all time, but it wasn't good. He probably shouldn't be doing NFL games. But then people ripped him on Twitter, as everybody rips everybody on Twitter.
Yeah.
And of course he fired back, "Hey, fuck you," blah blah blah. Went off strings of expletives, and of course Fox said, "Hey Goldberg, you're done with NFL." No, thanks. Get out of here.
Because
he was scheduled to do at least one more NFL game, and they told him, fuck you. So basically, guy went on Twitter, was an asshole, lost his job. That's something you see every year, but this was a very good example of it in 2014.
We could very easily have saved the top slot for Twitter.
Well, anybody who goes on Twitter and ruins their life.
Twitter is the asshole of the year in terms of, that is the, okay, we've already had Suey Park and Mike Goldberg. We've had two people who've made complete dickwits of themselves on Twitter.
Yeah.
And we'll have more.
Well, all right. Corey's promising more. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think I have Twitter idiots anymore. Maybe I do. I might have one. Yeah, I might have one more guy who was on Twitter being a nitwit. But anyway, give me a number 12 asshole of the year.
My number 12 asshole is a gentleman from the incredible sport of NASCAR.
Okay.
Are you familiar with his work?
I don't know.
Tony Stewart.
Yeah, I actually have him on my list as well. But go ahead. I mean,
well, basically, and I'm not by any means an expert on you know, stock car racing.
Right.
But apparently Tony Stewart killed a competitor and got away with it.
Well, that's the thing with him. It's not only that he killed a guy, okay? Because that's bad. Accidents happen, but he had a reputation for like threatening to run guys over in the past. Now he actually went ahead and ran a guy over in like a midget car race. That's the other thing about this that's so like ridiculous is he's racing in some like Bush League midget car race on like a Saturday night.
It's
in
like
some,
it was like a warm up. I think it was during a tournament or whatever, and it was like the day before or something.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't on the day.
I'm sorry. I'm not an
No, but I'm saying, but it wasn't even a NASCAR race. It was a dirt car midget race where this guy is such a maniac, and you figure these NASCAR drivers are full of hate and rage and stuff. And they just, whenever they get the opportunity to drive fast and possibly hurt somebody, they take it. That's exactly what Tony Stewart did. And granted, if you see the video, and it's a famous video, and you can see the uncensored version online, the guy gets out of the car, he starts pointing his finger at Tony Stewart, and Tony Stewart just fucking runs the guy over. Like, well, doesn't swerve, doesn't brake, nothing.
You know, and you'll see these guys get Jeff Gordon got in a fight at the end of the season.
Yeah, a lot of guys get in fights.
And they'll get out and run out of their car and go yell at somebody and get in fights. I think you're all idiots, first of all. You should just be an asshole of the year for being a NASCAR racer.
Sure, yeah.
Let's be honest. Well, it's a horrible waste of... If you want to talk about a sport that is actually harming the environment by burning fossil fuels, you know, it's like a giant, like, herpes-ridden fucking half-mile-long track full of rednecks. I mean, you know, the scummiest scumbag shitbirds on Earth come out to the... Man, well, let's go down to Talladega.
Right.
Fucking go to hell, all of you.
Yeah, it's...
The whole sport can kiss my ass.
Well...
But I'm pretty sure, I don't know the bylaws, but when you kill a guy, you should probably be asked to leave the sport.
You've stood out from the other assholes by killing...
You've
actually killing the guy.
Over and beyond the redneckery that is rampant.
It's one thing... Yes. Yeah, if you throw a can of Bush Light at a guy and fuck his wife, that's one thing.
Sure.
To actually kill a guy...
There's a lot of that goes on.
And there's a lot of that that goes on every week in NASCAR. To actually kill the guy is going to... I had him to a number 5.
Kevin Ward... Now, Kevin Ward Jr. was the... I would... consider him an asshole of the year because he got out of the car.
Right, that is.
He got out of the car and ran into the middle of the track to yell at Tony Stewart, who then, from all accounts, they only have one camera angle. Suspiciously, they only have one camera angle on this. He then dovetailed and hit him with the back wheel.
Well, you know what? You know when you go to a big event and all the people have their smartphones and there's a million of videos? You go to a dirt track midget race, one guy's got a smartphone.
That's
the level of sophistication you're dealing with. There's one guy with an iPhone.
There was a furor about this for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then Tony Stewart keeps racing.
The prosecutor let him off. He took about 2 weeks off of the thing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and I actually don't think I have anybody that is dead on my list. Now, that doesn't exclude you from being on my list.
I didn't want to blame the
victim. Well, that's why
Kevin Ward got out of the car and ran on the track, but he's still dead. So I didn't want to blame
I believe everybody on my list is still alive. So here we go.
All right.
Speaking of still alive, here's a... Again, I said no corporations, but you can have a group of guys on your list, I guess, by my rules, group of guys. And here's a musical group of guys. How about U2?
Oh, yeah.
They're number 11 assholes. They gave away their album for free on iTunes. Now, look, didn't I have Metallica and Lou Reed on 1 year for making that shitty record that they made? But U2 gave their album away on iTunes. And you could blame the Apple people just as easily for this debacle. Well, here's the thing that, and again, you kind of go, well, for U2 album, what's wrong with that? Apparently, the people that actually, and I don't know if you had to download it. I don't know. I don't even use iTunes. Is that how it worked? I mean, did you have?
No, it was just in your.
It was just in there.
It was in your list.
Because by some stat, somebody came up with the rate of people that actually either played the U2 album or didn't delete it or
whatever.
In fact,
I didn't even look. It might even be in my phone.
On your phone right now, yeah. The percentage of people that actually used or consumed the U2 album after giving it for free was 5% of the people, when given a free U2 album, actually wanted it or used it. So there you go. I mean, if you had an Apple phone or you used iTunes, you completely annoyed 95% of tens of millions of people for no good reason.
Okay, so they gave it away for free.
Yeah.
And did this help sell album
for
U2?
And you know, I know album sales, you know, the big acts kind of go like, you know, Radiohead did a thing where, you know, pay us what you want for the album. If you want to pay a dollar, you can pay a dollar. You know, there's acts that gave the album away for free. There's all kinds of different things. But no one's ever forced you to take it. You know, it's one of those things, if you want this album, come get it. We'll give it away for free. You know, Beyonce released an album in the middle of the night without any publicity on iTunes, and there's other ways of marketing your records now.
I have the U2 album.
Oh, good. Well,
on my phone.
Well, you're one of the 95% who doesn't give a fuck, and that's why they're the assholes of the year. I don't think any further explanation is needed. That's Exhibit A right there.
Wow.
Corey saying, I don't even want this.
I should delete that. Anyway.
My number 11 asshole of the year was U2. Okay, Corey, give us an 11.
My number 11 is another gentleman who distinguished himself on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
Are you familiar with the work of Anthony Cumia?
Oh, well.
Also known as Anthony from Opie and Anthony.
From Opie and Anthony. And again, maybe he didn't do anything that bad, but.
Well,
okay,
he went on a 12-hour long racist tirade on Twitter.
Sure.
And called all black people savage monkeys because he got beat up by a transvestite. I couldn't understand his story.
Somebody ran into him while they were taking photographs. I mean, that's how I remember it. I don't have an article or
apparently, for shits and giggles, he walks around New York taking photographs at night.
He was in Times Square,
And he was in Times Square, and someone objected to having their picture
having
taken. Apparently, a black woman objected to having her picture taken. Maybe her weave wasn't right. I don't know. He got his ass beat up. He got his ass beat.
Somebody physically hit him.
Somebody
he was assaulted on the streets of New York.
Yes.
Okay.
And he then decides to go on.
Maybe they're radio fans.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's an old joke.
Thank you. No, they heard his show. Opie and Anthony have been pretty much, they have made an entire career being bottom feeders that copied off Howard Stern.
Right, but.
And have been. They've kind of,
they've had success. I mean, not to take anything away from them. They've had success.
They have their own channel on Sirius.
They're okay. I've listened to them occasionally when they had a guest on. I'll listen to an Opie and Anthony.
Well, they are a good forum for comics.
Yeah.
They have a lot of people like Bill Burr.
Jim Norton's the new
Patrice O'Neill was on their show a lot.
Yeah.
So they do. They are a good forum for comics, and so I give them credit for that.
Yeah.
But they don't add anything. You know, Opie doesn't add a goddamn thing.
Sure, yeah.
Anthony's the funny one, apparently, who does the voices
and stuff. Yeah, he did impressions and stuff.
But I don't know. I've never been fans of theirs particularly.
Yeah.
And this just... But
if he wouldn't... Yeah.
Here's the thing. Okay, it's 2014. You and I are podcasters. We're fun and fancy free.
Yeah.
And if somebody grants us some money in the lunch fund, and how can they do that again, Joel?
Go to joelradio.net. It's right on the front page. Okay. Contribute with PayPal. Yes.
Yeah. If you want to contribute to PayPal and give us some money, that's excellent.
Yeah.
But that comes at the cost of us doing this mostly for free.
Yeah.
And it comes at the cost of Toffee Faye gets a plug from us. We've never once.
Never did.
Stork has never once offered to pay us.
Not one nickel.
We've had sponsors.
We had one sponsor.
The Great Chicken Ranch Record.
Chicken Ranch Records.
And we did a whole month of episodes with them. Anyway. But we've had some people that have, helped us out, but very few. But the problem is if you work at a company like Exit or Sirius, at the end of the day, no matter how much free speech and all this bullshit that they tell you, you have certain limits, okay? And the limit is don't go on Twitter and be a complete asshole.
Well, yeah, Twitter is the town square. It's public square. Anthony Kamiya could have went on his show on Monday or whatever.
Yes.
And yelled about this woman in Times Square that hit him. Corey's going to have a Toffee Faye now that he mentioned it. He's going to.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
But Corey has the puffy Cheetos with the Toffee Faye chaser.
Yeah.
And a Dr. Pepper to knock it all down. There you go.
Well, it's asshole's ear.
Celebrating.
It's treat yourself.
It's a feast.
That's
yes.
what I'm doing. I'm treat yourself.
But yeah, you know, Anthony could have said that on his show and gotten away with it with no repercussions. But people go on Twitter and they're stupid. And the other thing about Twitter is nothing ever disappears. Someone somewhere has screenshotted it, or somewhere you can go to a website that will find old tweets, and there's no way to delete it. And yeah, I agree with you on that. I didn't think of him, but it is a good pick. So, all right.
But he had a good gig. And they've been fired from radio stations before, but Anthony himself got fired. Opie's still doing the show.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Opie just went out. Well, I think Anthony now has a podcast that is that you pay for.
Well, we could tell you how to not make money.
Yeah, if Anthony would have called us, we would have said. But Anthony's doing a subscription model podcast. Good for him.
Artie is trying to charge for his podcast.
Oh, Artie's
as well.
Doing that Artie now. Lang. Well, good
luck with that. But
good
anyway,
luck to those guys. All right, here's my number 10. We're into the top 10. My number 10 asshole of the year, and I don't even know if I have to say anything about this. I can say this guy's name, and we'll move on to your pick, I can go further. You tell me. My number 10 pick, Rex Ryan.
Oh, well, all right.
Any need to go further? First of all, he's the New York Jets head coach, for those who don't know. I'm not sure what he did this year to even completely stand out from the pack, other than the Jets suck. He's responsible. He's a big loudmouth telling everybody the Jets are going to the Super Bowl every year. He hired Marty Morningweg to run his offense, who's a nitwit who used to coach the Lions. I'm very, very – one of my proudest moments this year was going to Ford Field to watch the Buffalo Bills kick the New York Jets' ass, to watch Michael Vick get knocked out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
It delighted me to no end. I'm glad the Rex Ryan era, perhaps by the time you hear this, will be over, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't be happier. So without me perhaps being able to take a future shot at Rex Ryan, you're one of the 2014 assholes of the year.
Wow.
There it is.
Yeah, well, I can't argue with that. I mean, Rex Ryan's a blowhard and an asshole, and the Jets are 3-12.
Yeah, so fuck you.
And we watched them up.
Are they 3-13 now, or are they 4?
Maybe.
They should have played 15 games now. Mm. Or 3-12, you said. Okay, so 3-12. That is okay. You're right.
No, it would be 15 games.
Yeah, good. I don't even know.
Well, maybe they're 3-13.
When you get into 12 losses, my mind can no longer comprehend the number of losses that your fucking team is taking.
Yeah, they're bad, but I can't argue with that. That's
all right. Give me a number 10 asshole.
Number 10 asshole. This is a huge asshole, and he's been an asshole. Let me just say he's been dominant at his assholery for a long time. Well, there's a lot of sportsmen on my list.
Okay, I got four or five sports guys, and I've already given you two, so Mike Goldberg and Rex Ryan, but go ahead.
Okay, Floyd Mayweather Jr.
All right, well, there you go.
Now, Floyd Mayweather Jr., you could say, is an asshole for a lot of reasons.
Well, yeah.
He is basically ducked top competition.
Yeah.
He's basically dodged the elite fighters in his weight class.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to go up or down in his weight class.
Yeah.
He won't challenge people. He ducks. He's been ducking Manny Pacquiao for 10 years now.
Yeah.
And he finally now decides that they're going to have a fight in May.
Well, they're actually doing that now?
Well, he's said it.
They've said that before.
That doesn't mean they've
said that before.
He's basically, he forced, you know, he wanted Manny Pacquiao to not have Bob Arum, all this stuff. Anyway,
yeah.
Not to bore you with inside.
He doesn't want, because everyone thinks he'll beat Pacquiao, but the deal is that he just wants to spite Pacquiao's, like, promotional team or their.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like he wants to spite Pacquiao making money off
well,
him.
Well, boxing is laden. It's just chock-a-block with, like, there's all these, it's a rainbow of belts.
Oh, yeah, sure.
There's all these belts, the IBF, the WBF, the IBOC, all these friggin' belts that nobody knows what they mean.
Yeah.
Boxing is hurting for, like, needing star power and unified champions. Floyd Mayweather is one of the few people that can still really bring in pay-per-view numbers.
Yeah.
And they're saying for years that this Pacquiao-Mayweather fight would be the biggest fight you could make in boxing.
Right.
He's been ducking it for years. And then when he does fight, he's a boxer, so he's a boring-ass outside defensive.
Right, right.
Bernard Hopkins finally got his ass kicked
this
year, and he was the other second most boring fighter in the world. But you could say all of that. But it's that Mayweather actually is also an abhorrent piece of shit of a human being outside from his boxing.
Well,
And in March, Mayweather orchestrated a savage attack on two of his employees, suspected of stealing his jewelry. Two men had been hired to work on Floyd's Vegas homes, and when the jewelry went missing, Floyd pointed the finger. Then he hired his other bodyguards to beat the shit out of him.
Well, he beat up his wife. I don't think it was this year.
Oh,
but was it last year he went to jail for several months?
Absolutely.
I mean, the guys, Floyd Mayweather is like, he's an asshole of everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if Floyd Mayweather sits down to eat cereal, he eats it like an asshole. Like, there's nothing he can't do like a normal human, a good normal human being. He's a dick from the minute he wakes up to the minute he goes to bed.
Yeah.
He's a fucking asshole.
He's a complete pile of stinking garbage.
He's a piece of shit.
And everything he does.
He's a piece
and
of
I
shit.
I could not wait. I will be the biggest Manny Pacquiao fan in the world if he does get a hold of him.
Right,
and knock him out.
But, I mean, the boxing experts think Mayweather will win that fight, especially now because, Pacquiao's been knocked out and Mayweather's, you know, he's older and so he's slowing down.
Right. Yeah, well, they're both older.
Yeah,
anyway.
Just do the fucking fight and get it over with.
He's a pile of garbage.
Boxing, do the fight, get it over with, and boxing can go away. I'm done. I never need to watch. You know, I literally may never watch boxing again.
Yeah.
I'm just bored with it. It's completely boring to me. The personalities do nothing for me. I know you're an 87-year-old man at heart and you like boxing.
No, I do watch boxing.
But you are in the minority.
Oh, I know.
Because boxing is going away. It's going the way of the dodo. And it's because of idiots like Floyd Mayweather.
Well, one of the big problems with boxing, and this has happened in other sports. I mean, baseball is kind of having this thing where there's fewer black players in baseball. Now it's moving down the system where it's now like Russians are the tough guys.
Yeah.
It
becomes more ethnic. Like,
you got to be from Siberia now to be a badass
in
boxing. So
right.
There's less marketable stars.
Yeah, and
Floyd Mayweather, one of the most marketable, and he's a complete douche.
It's just boxing's very hard to follow now. The fights, they have big fights. Those fights aren't any good. And then there'll be some little fight on Showtime that everyone raves about. But two Mexican guys you never heard of have the fight of the year, and then it's like no one
can
see
it.
I
don't have
a ridiculous show.
I watch boxing, but I watch HBO boxing
because
I don't have Showtime.
Yeah.
So you've got two competing federations.
It's a mess.
It's kind of like, you know what it is? It's like wrestling in the 80s. There's territories, you know, and so you could grow up your whole life and not know about Kerry Von Erich because you're not in Texas.
Well, how much wrestling are you watching nowadays?
None.
Exactly. Well, that's how much boxing I'm watching nowadays.
There's still good fights now and then, but anyway.
I'm actually watching more pro wrestling than I have because I have WWE Network and
Well, there you go.
Stuff on there. Anyway, let's give you a number 9. And when you talk about people being too old, then this guy was never your favorite guy. He was never my favorite guy.
Uh-huh.
If you're a person, a human being who's alive on the planet Earth, this guy was never your favorite guy. This guy would always be decried as a talentless hump in any age, in any era, doing his particular job. But the fact that you've got to be in your 50s now, and you're still hosting shows where you go and watch people get drunk,
mm-hmm.
a guy that you've completely forgotten about, but Art Mann is one of the assholes of the year. Now, I know you're going, Art Mann. I know you're going, Art Mann died in 1987. No, he's still on Access TV.
I wish the show was live and we could take calls.
Right.
And I'd ask five callers in a row if they knew who Art Mann was.
Exactly. And I don't know who Art Mann, for all I know, that Art Mann died 30 years ago by consuming tequila on the beach on E or something, okay? But no, Art Mann is still going to Lake Havasu for the beer fest.
Yeah.
And he might, I mean, he literally might, I mean, like I'm guaranteeing you he's older than, okay, maybe with the, okay, he's older than the guy who does the ABC Nightly News.
Wow.
That's absolutely a fact, right? David Muir is younger than Art Mann.
Okay.
Do you want to, I mean, put money on that? I mean, I'm guessing Art Mann is 53 years old or something.
Yeah.
And it's like the guy is out. If you don't know who this guy was, if you grew up in the 90s or it might have been, was it the 90s that was his heyday of that E show?
Sure.
And it was just like this obnoxious show where Art Mann went to
Mardi
Gras.
Well, it was Wild On.
And then he just made a career out of going to events with a camera and interviewing drunks.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still doing it. And he's like this old guy now. And the events haven't changed.
Yeah.
You know, it's still 20. I mean, he'll go to some biker event where people are more his age sometimes, but there's still a lot of, you know what I mean?
Well, look.
The drunkards have grown up with him on some level, but it's a guy who was a talentless fucking prick who made a 25-year career out of being a talentless fucking prick.
Yeah.
And it's like,
His name is Seacrest.
Go away. Go away. Believe me. And believe me, Art Mann, I don't know what he gets paid, but you know the guy probably doesn't even...
We have a guy. We have a guy locally who I've known for many years.
Yeah,
who has a television show.
Yeah,
that airs, God knows when.
Yeah,
and it airs at random times.
Sure.
Sometimes it's 2 a.m.
Right.
Sometimes it's Saturday afternoon at 4.
I know the guy you're talking about.
And he's got a show that is related to movies.
Yeah.
How he does that show, why it happens, and he's been doing it for. Some people just have some people figure it out. You and I couldn't keep a job to save our lives.
Right.
No, I mean, I've kept jobs, but whatever.
No, but it's not that we can't keep a job. It's that we don't strive. It's these guys strive for mediocrity, and they fucking nail it. You and I strive to be great and often fail. These guys aimed right for the lowest rung of the ladder, and they managed to
achieved mediocrity.
No, but I mean, like, Art Mann has not... Okay. Art Mann's been on television for 20 years.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear that new games are coming out? Art Mann rumored to be in talks for a hosting gig. Art Mann rumored to be. The guy's a complete waste of skin.
No, he's got the one gig that
he's got. He's done one gig.
And that's how he does it.
But you know what I mean? You talk about Ryan Seacrest. Ryan Seacrest produces the Kardashian show. He hosts.
He hustles.
I'm not saying he hustles. This Art Mann guy does nothing.
Well.
And
you know
he's still fucking on television.
Ryan Seacrest is the new Dick Clark.
Yeah.
People said Dick Clark didn't have any talent. Right. I thought Dick Clark was actually a pretty, as a presenter, as a game show host or whatever.
He was a milquetoast presenter, but
he was fine.
Yeah.
He did it, but he did it smoothly.
Right.
And with no, that's pretty much
Art Mann can't even do the Ryan Seacrest job.
No.
He can't even read a teleprompter like he can. You know, I hate to kiss Ryan Seacrest's ass, but if you're going to turn it into who's got more talent, Ryan Seacrest or Art Mann. I mean, Ryan Seacrest Foreskin has more talent than fucking Art Mann. Art Mann's a piece of shit.
I'm glad that you've really nailed it here.
I know why I'm picking. I know it's low hanging fruit, and I know that you probably haven't heard the name Art Mann mentioned in conversation.
Well, okay,
in years.
He's on one of these deep premium cable package.
It's Access
channels.
TV now, which ironically is Ryan Seacrest owns Access TV.
Okay, but there's these channels like Esquire Network.
Yeah.
Now, the late, great G4, which if you look on the Joel Radio Facebook page, I posted a link to a history of
G4.
And
we never even got to the G4.
We never discussed
and
that.
Who gives a shit? It's gone.
No, but that was the video game network that Joel and I obsessively watched that was terrible.
You obsessively
watched. I
reluctantly watched G4.
Right. Anyway. That channel was buried deep on your cable box. Access is probably in your, 700s or some shit. I don't know what it is.
Dan Rather's on Access. Tom Green is on Access.
Wow.
They have, concerts on Access.
Right.
You know, it's not the worst channel in the world, but
isn't there a Gotham Live Comedy?
Yeah, they have Gotham Live Comedy where Dave Landau's been on there, a friend.
It's a channel that we would maybe... Yeah, and Dave Landau was on
Last Comic Standing.
Anyway, good guy.
Yeah.
Plug for Dave Lando. Ups for him.
We like Dave.
But I would probably even watch this channel if I knew where the fuck it was. You know what I mean? I have so many channels on my cable that, like, I pretty much watch about, I don't know, there's about 12 channels that I really watch.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I watch HBO, ESPN, you know, maybe A&E, whatever. I mean, you know, Discovery. Like, there's really a small circle of channels, like TMC, TCM. Like, there's a small channel I actually watch. And then I've got another 170 channels of hillbillies blowing up shit with dynamite. Access is one of those channels where...
But Art Mann can't even do a show with hillbillies.
No,
you know what I mean?
No.
He can't even do that. He can't make a ghost show. Right. The fucking guy can't make anything. He knows how to do one thing.
We're at Cincinnati's Oktoberfest.
Yeah, it's...
And he just watches drunk people puke on themselves and wait for girls in Miami to flash their titties.
It's over. Get out.
Yeah. Girls Gone Wild even went away. But Art Mann still.
Art Mann is.
Well, God bless him.
No.
God bless that no talent son of a bitch.
God take him. Get him off.
Well, what Jack Van Impe? No. Jack Van Impe's going to preach that the rapture's coming until the day his heart stops, then he'll be sure the rapture came. All right.
Go give me a number 9, Corey.
Speaking of the rapture.
Yeah.
That I can't even believe how well I set that up.
Oh,
there's a fellow you remember him so well from the 80s when he was a horrible actor on a bad sitcom.
Oh, I'm gonna write his name because I'm copying your list and I'm gonna write his
You know
name
who
down.
He is.
Yeah, you go ahead, but
ladies and gentlemen, Kirk Cameron. Kirk Cameron, who I think 9 was really doing him a favor.
Well,
he is in consideration for asshole of a lifetime. He could be a Hall of Famer.
Made him more than
if I could have put him higher on this list, I would have. But
Kirk Cameron is the guy. Look, you'll never do this. Let's hope you'll never do this.
Sure.
But if you get him, if you're taking people out, if you get angry and you get an automatic weapon, you're gonna find him.
Oh yeah.
If you have access to Kirk Cameron, he better look out because you're gonna take him down. He's your mortal enemy. He's your super villain. Well, he is your real life. He is your real life, Lex Luthor.
All right. There's millions of people in this country that go to a church every Sunday, right?
Yeah.
And they go to their church or their synagogue or their mosque or wherever they go. You know, they go into a field and talk to the troll spirits, whatever the fuck they do to worship. And they go on Sunday, they get dressed up and they go and they, you know, sing choir songs and go home. My in-laws are these kind of people. They go to the church, and that's about it, you know, and they're in the bell choir, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
This Kirk Cameron is this asshole. Is this no talent. I mean, the miracle would be if show business called him again and wanted him involved in
He's making his own show business.
Now he's out of mainstream show business.
Sure.
Depraved and despicable, and he's out there doing his own thing. He's this Bible-thumping moral. First of all, the shoe will drop. We will find that Kirk Cameron. Kirk Cameron has been banging Asian lady boys. Right? Do you know that headline's coming?
I was gonna
say,
are you going to give him credit for banging young boys, or are you going to say he was just banging like the secretary?
You
went right down the middle.
I'm begging 4chan, who is on my list, much lower on my list, but they were on the list. I'm begging some of these hacktivists.
Yeah,
anonymous. Go out there, find. Right. I know there's footage of Kirk Cameron getting plowed by a tranny hooker. I know there's footage of it out there.
All right.
Because no one is this religious, this Bible thumpy, this sanctimonious.
Yeah.
This the banana is the atheist nightmare with his Australian friend. They did that famous video.
Yeah, right.
No one is this clueless and dumb. And isn't into some
unless
kinky,
he is.
He's you know
unless
what?
He is.
He probably every year goes to is Japan he? And buys schoolgirl panties out of a vending
but
machine.
I don't.
He's
got to
be into something kinky.
I'm not defending Kirk Cameron, but I'm going to say that I actually believe there are. I actually believe that there's crazies that are true believers.
Yeah,
and it doesn't make them sane. They're still crazy, but they're not. I don't know that he's evil and diabolical in ways that you make him out to be.
Well,
you seem to contend that there's some master plan that Kirk Cameron has, and I just think he's a hump who you know believes in fairy tales.
He goes and does shit like goes on.
What
college.
Did he do this year?
He goes on. So okay, well, his big contribution to the and he believe me, the guy's an asshole all year long.
Okay,
every 4 months you'll see a Kirk Cameron story about how he does something like he'll go and he'll hand out copies of Darwin's Origin of Species that have had pages ripped out and Bible passages replaced in them, stuff like that.
Sure,
handing out Bibles at college campuses, all this stuff. He's out there. He's actively trying to convert people. But he made a film called Saving Christmas.
Oh.
All right, which is the war on Christmas. He's going to take back Christmas from all the commercialism and all the satanic...
Wait a minute. He made a movie to stop Christmas from being commercialized?
Yes, yes, yes.
Really? That's kind of like...
okay, so he...
That's hypocritical.
He made a movie... which is now number one on IMDb's list of the worst movies. It has the lowest rating.
Well, but that's
of IMDb.
That's
ever.
You talk about hacktivist assholes, though. But
well,
not,
sure,
you know. There's no requirement you've actually seen the movie to rate it on.
No,
IMDb.
And you know what though? He did it to himself.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's
because Rotten Tomatoes took a dump all over Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas. Okay.
Yeah.
Which has a 0% on Rotten Tomato, on the tomato meter.
Right.
It has zero positive notices. So what he did is he said, he went and yelled to the conservative press that the liberal atheist mafia was keeping his movie down.
Yeah.
So the liberal atheist mafia proceeded to go vote it down on IMDb
that's
the worst movie of all time. But see, Saving Christmas
is claiming people didn't want to go to, like, people didn't go because the media, like,
he was saying,
struck it down.
He was saying all these haters and atheists. Yeah. And I'm saying the tomato meter is critics. These are people, these are miserable fucks, because I know them, having 15 years as a critic. These are miserable fucks that go and have to watch this crap.
Yeah.
And it's a bad movie.
Yeah.
And not every... By the way, the New York Post hated it too, which is often a conservative paper.
Yeah.
You know, all the conservative, the Wall Street Journal, it got a zero.
They,
nobody liked it.
Nobody
who reviews movies professionally thought it was... They all thought it was fucking terrible. You know, here's a quote from the Arizona Republic. How do you prove a horse is an animal? Because I like Sweden. That's the style of absurd logic that happens in Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas.
Well, he's
this may be the least heartful holiday film ever made.
This is a
even about born again Christians.
It's not like a documentary. It's a
narrative film about let's get Christmas back and let's celebrate Jesus and what it really means. And it's so this year there's been a whole bunch of these conservative Christian religious groups have decided that they're going to make their own movies.
Yeah.
Because one thing, conservatives are never any good at making documentaries.
Yeah.
It seems like documentaries, by and large, tend to tilt.
Well, that's sort of the audience for them, too.
It's kind of the audience for them, but it seems like overwhelmingly more liberal documentaries are made than conservative ones. So the conservatives sometimes will go, well, we need to make our own movies. And they now have, like, Larry the Cable Guy's got his own kind of, like, thing.
Oh, yeah.
There's this whole, like, blue-collar right-wing.
Larry the Cable Guy... In conjunction with WWE, has made Jingle All the Way too.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, I only know that because I watched a WWE
but
show. The
didn't Linda
day.
McMahon try to run for?
Yeah,
Senate?
I mean it's look. I mean I know what you mean. People, these groups, they've created their own
right.
And, well, and I think the other thing about Kirk Cameron, you could say take his religion out of it. He's also making mass. You know, he's lining his pockets off those people, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the same thing with every preacher that's on TV and the televangelist, is they tell you, live this way, live this way, live that way. Oh, by the way, give us your money, give us your money, give us your money.
Yeah.
And if Kirk Cameron wants to celebrate Christmas, he could go do that on his own and leave us all alone. Instead, he decides to preach.
He's an asshole for proselytizing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just that I think his beliefs are stupid, which I do.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and lie and think and say I am but you know what?
Right.
I am respectful for people who are, like I said, who practice their religion privately.
Yeah.
And you have the right to do that.
Go about
it. He's an active blowhard dingle dick. And there were a bunch of movies this year. Kevin Sorbo had one.
Kevin Sorbo.
There was...
I love that they picked the best people, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, Kirk Cameron and Kevin Sorbo. The Christian conservatives really pick, you know, the great...
These are the big stars. By the way,
right,
in the Christian film world,
yeah,
your big stars are Jim Caviezel,
yeah,
who played Jesus in The
played
Passion.
Jesus, yeah.
And once he did that, by the way, Hollywood largely said, fuck yourself.
Well, it's Kirk Cameron and his sister Cameron.
Candace Cameron,
yeah, who is a big star and makes those movies.
Yeah.
So.
She went on Dancing with the Stars, by the way, and was like, she could get her own entry if her brother had taken number 9. She went on Dancing with the Stars. Have you watched that show? It's a show in
not in a million years.
Okay, it's a show in which questionable celebrities.
Well, that's the problem with the show.
These were the least famous people they've had. Rub their crotches with some super sexy or hunky professional dancer.
Yeah.
I would say probably 35% of those pairings fuck.
Well, I don't know
would
the
you
exact
get,
number,
I mean, right,
but
scientifically,
well, some of them have actually dated. We know that. It's documented. Other times it's been rumored, but yeah, it does happen.
All right, I'm going to say this. Joel, I'd like you to spend 12 weeks rubbing your crotch on Cheryl Hines. what's her name?
Cheryl Burke is the dancer.
Cheryl Hines, too. I'd throw one to her, too. But Cheryl Burke is the girl from Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
I want you, there's a super hot professional dancer with a taut body that you could bounce quarters off of. I'm going to put her in a leotard and put her crotch in your face for 12 weeks.
Yeah.
And you don't touch her.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
Or don't think you want to touch her.
The problem with Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
The problem for me,
Candace Cameron goes on the show, she's like, I don't want to be sexy. And then she fucking...
And then she was completely sexy,
Oh, she was completely
right?
sexy.
Completely naked,
and she put... They had Danica McKellar on there.
Yeah.
And she hated her.
Yeah.
And they fought. Oh, I did watch a little bit of Dancing with the Stars just for this. Yeah. But Candace was driven insane by the fact that Winnie Cooper was there and... she wanted to out-sex her.
Well, Danica McKellar gets naked pretty frequently.
She's happy
but
to show her.
The problem with Dancing, and I used to recommend, and you can go back on the show, and I would recommend Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Because I would tell you, you know, it looked good in HD, and you could beat off to it. Okay.
Thank you.
Here's the problem with that show now. To break it down.
The American Bandstand.
To summarize it.
Summary.
Yeah, right.
It looks good in HD, and you can beat off to it.
Well, Dick, that's my review on Rate a Record, but here you go.
Your dick gave it a review.
The celebrity, the dancers became, because let's face it,
the dancers,
if you're a dancer,
stars, right.
You're on national television in a top-rated show weekly, and you're pulling out somebody who hasn't been on TV in 20 years, and the dancers became bigger stars than the celebrities, and the whole thing got flipped upside down, and you don't even know who these people
are.
But
that's kind of the same way with like The Voice now.
Do
you know anybody who, who's won The Voice?
No, but The Voice at least approached it from our judges are big stars.
Right.
They didn't sort of create them.
But I would say, it's the same thing with anything on television. Yeah. If you're on every week, the stars come on there and get voted off.
We're not even discussing an asshole of the year at this point. But
all right. Kirk Cameron,
number 9.
Well, he made a horrible movie. It got a 0 on Rotten Tomatoes. He then tried to blame it on, he dared the internet. There's been a lot of internet issues on this show.
Don't fuck with the internet. Yeah.
But don't dare the internet to screw you. Because they then drove
the internet will do exactly what you want them not to do.
Exactly.
Every time. All right, here's my number 8, and I know you'll agree with this. We talked about this one a little before the show. Me and Corey commiserated a tiny bit before the show on some of these names. That's how we both ended up with Tony Stewart, and I didn't realize. But my number 8 I know was going to be high on your list, too. But Suarez...
Yeah.
And I don't even know. You can even tell us where he played. But what team? What's the national team? He bit a guy during the World Cup.
Yes.
And not only did he bite a guy during the World Cup, he was guilty of biting guys during his league play in the past and ended up getting suspended from field. What's his national team?
Luis Suarez. He plays for Liverpool.
Liverpool is his club team,
Is his club team in the FA Cup.
Is he? He's not Portugal, is he?
I guess he's Uruguay.
He's Argentina. Oh, Uruguay. Okay, Uruguay. Yeah. Played for Uruguay. First of all, this guy's got a mouth like a fucking donkey or something.
Yeah.
The guy looks like Freddie Mercury.
I guess he's at Barcelona now. He was at Liverpool.
He was at Liverpool, but now he's at Barcelona. But this guy's got the biggest horse mouth you ever saw, and he bites guys on their neck and their shoulder while they're playing soccer, and he's you know, you do this on the World Cup.
Right.
Which is, you know, the world's biggest sporting event to use their own publicity, whether it is or not.
Hundreds of millions of people,
you know,
billions of people.
Everyone's
watching
this live. There's 75,000 4K cameras pointed on your fucking ass.
Uh-huh.
And you bite a guy and you deny that you bit him. Fuck you.
Right. He bit an Italian player directly in the shoulder.
Oh, God.
And the guy, like, it left bite marks.
Right. You can see The guy, and you know, the guy is like, he's just, and he's a great player aside from biting guys. And the thing is, he could have helped his team. He could have helped, you know, his club. He could have helped Liverpool. He could have done all this. But the guy just can't help himself. The guy's a monster. I mean, he's a savage. What else can you say about him? I mean, he's a guy, poor sportsmanship will
get
you.
He's also gotten into fights for racist tirades. He'll badger black players on teams and yell at them.
I mean,
he's really a delightful.
Right. He is, in a sense, he is in the Floyd Mayweather of soccer, in a sense, right? I mean,
here's what an asshole he is. He was playing against Italy, and Mario Balotelli, who's a complete hothead nudnik idiot on Italy, who gets thrown out of games all the time and red cards. He was the biggest asshole in that game when Uruguay played Italy, making Balotelli look like a model citizen.
Yeah.
He bit a guy on camera.
Yeah, you don't bite a guy there. Look, if you want to bite a guy in a bar fight. I don't know. I'm not saying bite anybody, but you don't bite a guy there
this is soccer. Look, everybody throws an elbow and all kinds of stuff, but you don't bite a dude.
Yeah.
That's going to get spotted.
Right, yeah. I mean, exactly. If you kick a guy in the shins, that's part of the game.
Sure.
Even you spike a guy, you step on his head, whatever. Well, you can't fucking bite a guy. You just can't do it.
We just had a Lions player step on an opponent.
He pretty obviously stepped on that guy.
But you can almost get away with
in the melee. Again, that guy had 10,000 cameras on him too, and isn't going to get.
But
away
I mean,
with
there's
it.
But in football, there's guys on the ground and bodies everywhere.
Yeah.
In soccer, this was a play in the box. By the way,
it was
like in the goal.
It was on like a free
area.
Kick or something,
it was
or a penalty
piece,
or something. Yeah,
it's on a set piece, and
corner
he
kick.
Goes up and bites him right
what
in the shoulder
dick.
And left a bite mark.
What an asshole. What a prick.
Yeah, complete idiot.
And when you see the guy too, you look at him and you go, "Well, he just looks like a dick, dude."
I think his international career is over.
Good.
I think he got banned.
Fuck that guy.
He got banned from like all FIFA activities for a long time.
Fuck him. Give me a number 8, Corey. A number 8.
Number 8.
This will be officially halfway through the list. Now.
Mama June.
Oh, Mama June. Coincidentally, my number 7. So this is taking.
Oh
care
well.
Of both of
us. Well, now our lists are beginning
our
to
lists are converging,
come together.
Aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Well, you go. You can start on Mama June, and
well,
I'll finish.
This giant.
Let's double team Mama June, Corey.
Oh, God. This corpulent, oily Doritos stuffed
for those of you,
slab of flesh.
For those who don't know, and I'll let you continue. She's the mom on Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, who dated a guy was released from prison for molesting a child who was actually her child, and then they canceled the show. But go ahead.
June Shannon is the I believe on The Soup they referred to her as a sentient human thumb because she's got like no discernible neck.
Yeah, it's
her
a big
head
fat.
Just
a fat blob of a woman, yes.
I mean, it's like she looks like Jabba the Hutt. And believe me, you're talking, by the way.
And that's not why she's the asshole.
There's
here,
a good
she's
400,
a big fat.
There's 450 pounds of beef in this room.
You're right, yeah.
Where there's two big fat bitches right here.
Yeah.
And we're telling you,
yeah.
This cow is the slovenliest, most obese, disgusting pile of shit you could possibly find. And you say, but what if she's got a glandular problem? No,
right,
she, you know why? Some people are fat because their souls are fat and ugly. This is a lazy, cowardly, horrible, disgusting pig of a beast.
She lost weight maybe the second season of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, and then she put it all back on. But she actually did get
how
skinny.
How much? Okay, but
she lost like 100 pounds and then put it all back on.
But she weighed 400.
Right, no, yeah. She
so
weighed
she slimmed
she was
350. Down,
and,
she
yeah,
slimmed
she,
down to a tight 300.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Come on.
No, but the thing with the daughter, and then the daughter came out. But more than anything, I think with her is that you did something stupid that cost your children millions of dollars.
Right.
Like, your family could have had a great life living off this show, and you had to piss it away to bang some fucking child-molesting guy who gets out of jail.
Well, yeah.
Ridiculous.
She was, this is her previous boyfriend, and he did 10 years in jail for molestation, including, apparently, her daughter.
Her oldest daughter. And now she's feuding with her daughter. The daughter has come out against her, and you know, that Honey Boo Boo kid's only like 8 years old. It's hard to like blame her for anything. But,
well, right.
You know, she's
the child.
She can't
is
help that she's a fucking dumb redneck. I mean,
no.
It just that's the way it
she's
is.
She's a stupid huckleberry.
Yeah.
But it was she was born
she
that
was
way.
Born that
and
way.
You know what? Okay,
she has. She didn't make that decision to do that.
So
but the mom did.
So was June Shannon.
Yeah,
she was born a dumb, ignorant huckleberry, but she got a television contract.
Yeah,
and she brings a child. There's no
yeah.
justification right. or rationale. You know, even if you have sympathy for, and you shouldn't, but if you have sympathy for the guy who's the molester, yeah. and you feel like what a hell it is to be him,
yeah.
your job as a parent is to protect your fucking children.
Exactly, yeah. You don't bring him into the house.
And what a scumbag.
And I know you're saying what a 400-pound fat piece of garbage she is, but you actually get the feeling, though, at least in my opinion, she could get guys. Because she's worth it. She's got so much money,
but,
and she's famous.
First of all,
could actually get a guy who's not a child molester.
By the way,
I'm not saying he's going to be a good-looking guy or a rich guy or a famous guy. You could get a guy who's not a child molester today.
Okay, I never, ever want to hear a woman. I hear this once in a while. There'll be some girls that are kind of nerdy, and they'll be like, oh, it's hard to meet a guy.
Yeah.
There's no woman on earth who can't get fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
Look
yeah.
at this tub of
right,
shit.
Right, right, right.
Look at this.
Before all this, I might have told you I'd fuck Mama June for the money.
What the
I hell? Might have said that. Now, not now. I'm not saying it.
All right.
I might have said that.
Where are we at? Eight?
Am I the asshole of the year?
Asshole number six, Joel Fragamenti.
Yeah, no. I mean, look, I'm not saying I want to fuck Mama June. I'm saying if there was a benefit to fucking her, I'd fuck Mama June, but not now. Not now.
Now
she's out.
Apparently, so by the way, she not only gets back with the child molester who was in jail 10 years after he molested her fucking oldest daughter.
Yeah.
She apparently had a threesome with the father of Honey Boo Boo, Sugar Bear,
and
his brother Billy.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That I've never heard.
Had a threesome.
Where did you read this on?
I'm getting this from Radar.
Radar.
And of course, now hold on. Now, this came from a very trusted source.
Yeah, yeah.
This news came from...
The Globe?
Lee Uncle Poodle Thompson.
Uncle Poodle. He's unimpeachable, Uncle Poodle.
Absolutely.
Uncle Poodle, he's in the state Supreme Court, right? In the
state of Georgia, absolutely.
Right, isn't he? Yeah,
well, he's in the... he was in law school with Thurgood Marshall.
Okay, no, wait a minute. He's the president of a major university, right? Am I right on that? I just wanted to make sure.
Yes. Ban Ki-moon named him to a UN special panel.
I just want to make sure that the source is good.
Right.
Uncle
Poodle
God forbid
said that Sugar Bear and Uncle Billy done double teamed it, what ran up in it.
Wow.
Good. Oh, did you get a running start on that pussy? Do you just
you literally have to start from across the
room. You got to wear some Red Wing boots and really tuck in there, get some steel toe Doc Martens.
I think you tie a line around your waist.
Right.
And then you throw a weight out the window to make sure that you're
what
not.
What if we did this thing where?
In by the,
what if you
the
got,
pure suction of a moist hole like that?
Maybe they went over to Cooter's garage and they got in the tackle and the thing they lift the engine block out. With,
oh, okay, yeah.
The
yeah.
hoist and pull.
Right, yeah.
They just lower you down into that pussy. What do you think? Just do that.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
I think that might work.
Imagine.
Yeah, Mama June's
the woman's got
mess.
Four necks.
She does. She's an awful looking woman.
And it's not just that, look.
And that's not why we hate her.
I assure you that she's ugly on the outside because she's ugly on the inside.
Yeah, maybe.
She's
maybe
a fucking. I don't say
there's
this. Look,
that.
I don't. I'm not about.
Maybe that's why I'm so good looking. Is that I'm good
is
on
that,
the inside?
Is that what it is?
That might
yes,
be why.
Yes, yes.
I've never thought about why I'm so. Good
somewhere
looking.
There's the.
But
somewhere there's the picture of Joel Fragamenti.
Well,
there's a portrait of you.
Did
somewhere
I,
there's an ugly, misshapen portrait of Joel, and you're containing all of your
I
sins.
Put up the pictures of me and what's her name? Who's the woman that aged a million years? Renee Zellweger. That's on the front page of JoelRadio.net. My
you can,
10 years
you can
before
see that,
and after.
Sure.
You can see
but
that.
Anyway, this is a scumbag.
I have two or three less necks than her.
Yeah.
less that, chin.
Exactly. You
she doesn't even have multiple chins. She has like one chin.
Yeah, it's just, but there's rolls upon
rolls. But it's like her chin is her tit skin. Does that make sense? Like it's that like her from her the skin.
This is a woman
from
who,
her chin
who wouldn't
is
be attractive
stretching.
If she was thin.
Right. She'd still
she'd
be
just
ugly.
Be, she'd still be ugly. She'd still be bulldog ugly if she lost 70.
She might look like
tons.
Renee Zellweger if she lost a lot.
Well,
of
maybe, maybe. I'd like to see what's under there. Right. But I mean, you can see where the bone structure is, where her chin is, and then there's just like it looks like there's about 20 uncooked Pillsbury crescent rolls. Dripping from below there. It's just a fucking
it is like
pasty pile of goo.
It is like yeah.
But look, this is okay. Dear America, I understand that we're rapidly we're rapidly descending into a parody of the film Idiocracy.
Yeah.
We want to show Mike Judge he was wrong.
Yeah.
We're stupider.
Okay.
Okay, we can be dumber than that movie. We're rapidly trying to... We're watching hillbillies blow up alligators.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck it takes.
All right.
But don't put fucking trailer trash hilljack morons on television. Give them a large contract. And this includes John Tenney, who's a trailer park hilljack moron.
Because the smart white people are chasing goats around barns. The sophisticates.
John Tenney.
The sophisticated white people.
John Tenney, one of the smartest men, and literally one of the smartest, funniest people I've ever met in my life, is on a show where they got a fucking wormhole detector.
Yeah,
he ought to be on the assholes.
Yeah, before you make fun of hillbillies, northern folk are, you know.
Sophisticated North. John has read thousands of
there's
books.
There's a rocking chair that's moving on its own somewhere, Corey. And,
I know.
Let's move on. Now, listen, I already gave you my seven, which was Mama June. So you got to give us another. You got to give us another name for your number seven.
All right.
And then, of course, we will have some runners up when we finish the list. But go ahead. Go ahead with the seven.
Number seven.
Yeah.
Amy Pascal.
Amy Pascal. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A latecomer to the list.
I'm actually going to disagree with this one.
You're going
to
disagree.
But you try to win me over. Make your argument.
All right. All right. Okay, now this is part of the...
Tell people who she is.
All right, Amy Pascal is the... What is she? Her title? The president? The chairman of the Motion Pictures Group of Sony Pictures Entertainment. Yeah. Okay? SPE.
Yeah.
So Amy Pascal is on this list because... Not because of... not because... It wasn't her fault that Sony got hacked.
No.
It wasn't her fault that Sony got hacked.
Yeah.
What was her fault was the dumb decisions that were made...
Well,
by Sony Pictures, which she signed off on.
Yeah.
All of which, including authorizing Seth Rogen and James Franco to spend $45 million on a movie about killing the president of another country, even if it is a shithole country, even if it is a dictatorship, even if it is one that Okay, so Amy Pascal, what happened in this Sony leak, and whoever hacked them, and I'm growing increasingly suspicious that it was not North Korea. More and more.
That we don't know, but yeah.
I'm continuing to read. I'm reading material which is leading me in the direction that somebody was involved, and maybe North Korea might have paid somebody or wanted somebody to do it, but the fact that the country itself did it seems flimsier and flimsier all the time.
Okay.
But this whole interview movie controversy, she's the asshole that signed off on making the interview to begin with.
Well.
She's the asshole... Here's the thing. All these emails came out, and it's about, and there's a shit ton of them. And they're about Angelina Jolie is an asshole. And George Clooney's a dick. And she really had one where she laid into Cameron Crowe. Okay?
Okay.
And my point is, why did you give Cameron Crowe money to make a movie?
Well,
you're the boss.
But her job is to give somebody money to make movies.
I know, but her point was that all
James Franco and Seth Rogen make successful movies.
I know, but her point is, so not just her, a lot of the executives at Sony complain about their own product. And my point is, you're the fuckers that are making it.
You know what? I'm not saying like a movie executive can't be an asshole, because I'm sure they are. But I also, I don't put any blame on the interview at Seth Rogen or James Franco or the director or the studio. I think in a free country, you should be able to make what you want to make. And if somebody doesn't like it, then fuck them. But, you know, they were in a bind about pulling the movie. I know that's not your argument, is that it's not her fault for pulling the movie. But, you know, it's...
Well, you know, Lisa Kudrow said, hey, don't write anything that you wouldn't want on a broadcast.
No.
And so she, you know what happened? She puts the stuff in an email. Email, by the way, much like Twitter...
It can be public, yeah.
It's a fucking paper trail.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they used... how did they bust Nixon? Because the dummy had a tape recorder in the White House.
Yeah. Well, you know, you could say that, you know, this Amy Pascal... Well, you could say that the this movie... Like, why... Cause here's what Mel Brooks said. Did you see what Mel Brooks said? I think he said this on Twitter.
It was funny.
He's like, I at least waited for the guy to be dead before I made the movie about Hitler.
Press,
He said, I meet the press, And Tarantino did that with Inglourious Basterds, where he killed Hitler and, you know, did it in his fantasy way. And, yeah, why not wait, you know, to do this? And I get that, but I, again...
Now...
I disagree with you slightly on this one, but... Okay.
I'm not saying Seth Rogen and James Franco are innocent because they probably made a bad movie.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the document, I've been reading a lot of the Sony internal, all this internal memos, which everybody's then arguing about. There's been people saying, don't, you know, I think Johnny Depp and all these people are saying, well, you're committing a crime by reading the Sony hacks and you're blah, blah, blah.
Well.
Okay, the information's out. It's damaging to them in terms of their talent relations.
Okay.
It's because
sure.
Now, rightly, they figured out after putting out 10 movies of his that they're paying too much money and not getting enough back from Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
And that the movies that they make from Adam Sandler are so
fucking
horrible.
Aren't they out of the Adam Sandler business now?
Yeah, because they're
so... Okay, but Netflix is giving them money and maybe they're assholes. I don't know.
Right, but then...
Well, here's the thing. If you're somebody that has a job where your job is to evaluate talent, where your job is to dole out opportunities in a production sense, you're going to have to be critical of people. And it's, I think it's, you know, I mean, I think it's good that they don't rubber stamp, I mean, or that they did, and that they're going to be a little more selective with who they give the money to. And
my point is that all of the projects that, they authorize these projects, they greenlight them, they shepherd them through the production process, and then they go, what is this bullshit? Well, you should have known that going in. And you shouldn't be making as much crap as you make. But I know that when you're a big company like Sony, you've got to meet market projections and you've got to meet a quarterly financial system and you're doing
tentpoles. They're a publicly traded company.
Right.
So yeah.
But I'm just saying that Amy Pascal, being in the position she is, should have been making better movies if she wanted better movies. So all of the things that came out in the leak made her look like an asshole for going,
well,
okay, it's like a comedy club. It's like a comedy club. They look at their schedule and they go, wow, these comics all suck.
Yeah.
Well, you booked them.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't believe that anybody in that position can hold up to public scrutiny. So I believe if Paramount would have been hacked or
right,
somebody
they'd
else
all look bad.
Hacked,
that's true.
You'd all ultimately look bad. I mean, if you want to single her out because you don't like the interview, you didn't see the interview. You don't even know if it's any good. It could be good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what were the reviews going into it or... There were some reviews that got out, and it was, what, about 50-50?
It's a Seth Rogen movie, so it was probably muddled.
There's some people that like it and some don't. I don't really want to blame her, but it's your list. It's
now,
your list.
I think that she probably
Tony Stewart ran a guy over. He's lower, but that's just me. I mean, I don't know.
I understand. It's an asshole to your list. Look.
I know. I mean,
now,
that's...
she didn't do anything to help herself in the management of the public relations once these leaks were out.
Sure.
And also, now... I know it was probably Sony's decision corporate, but if she was involved in the decision to cancel the interview and back out of the whole thing, then she should certainly come under a lot of flack for
that. Well, let's say there's talk, and the only place they reported this was the New York Post, but that Sony will release this on Crackle. Crackle is there.
Which is kind of like hiding it under a rug.
Well, they own Crackle. Crackle is a Sony product, so... Mm-hmm. Would you be fine if they released it on Crackle? I mean, is that a good decision? Is that
no? No, they should have said, "Dear whoever, dear anybody, suck my dick." Now I know they
no, but I mean, boy, do you want her to sweep the movie under the rug, or do you want her to release it? What do you,
I mean, I understand that,
they actually couldn't release it because the movie theaters are the ones that pussied out.
Not all of them, though. Okay, the major chains did pull, and the AMC and Regal collapsed. But I know that the Alamo Drafthouse...
they were going to show
they
it.
They booked
and, yeah,
it.
Okay, yeah.
There were chains that were willing to show
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah.
And Sony just said to all of
the
them...
The Magic Bag might have shown it here in Detroit or something. Yeah,
yeah, and the Alamo Drafthouse has got, I don't know, 15, 20 theaters.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, there were smaller chains that were willing to do it, and they said, nope. And they pulled it all together, which is what they tried to do for public relations. But it was a horrible precedent to say... If someone threatens us, we're going to cancel this movie.
Well,
we're going to cancel this product. So if Amy Pascal made any of that decision-making, good.
No.
I think her decision-making on giving Adam Sandler money 10 times in a row, and they were all shit, she should have...
I think blame lies elsewhere for the interview, and maybe we'll get to that later.
Okay.
As a hint, for a little foreshadowing for you. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to give you a number 6. You gave us 2 in a row. Mama June was my 7. So number 6 is a guy. Now, look, I know that this subject, again, I said a lot of what has been awful in the world this year has been about gender, has been about race. And I guess this kind of hits both points. But this guy, and you would say another guy would might make the list for the same reason. But, again, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to dig too far into a guy's past to make him the asshole of the year.
Okay.
So in 2014, CeeLo Green was a guy who was found guilty of drugging and raping a woman. So CeeLo Green is the number six asshole of the year. Now, if you don't know what he did, he apparently put roofies in some girl's drink. He was charged with this crime. Yeah, I think it was in Vegas.
Yeah.
He pled down to a lesser charge or something, but he still was found guilty of administering medicine without a prescription or some sort of thing. He wasn't really found guilty of rape, but he did an interview to explain himself.
Sure.
And there's a quote from CeeLo Green's interview. I typed this out. And I know you're gonna say, Joel, this makes no sense. And it doesn't make sense, but here at least is his excuse for what happened. The woman came to his hotel room. He slipped something into her drink, had sex with her.
Okay.
This is his quote from CeeLo Green. People who have really been raped remember. And if someone is passed out, they're not even with you consciously. So with implies consent. Do you even understand that?
No.
No, it makes no sense at all. I think what he's saying is that if they're with you, just the act of being with you is consent. And when we talked about Cosby on the show a few weeks ago, I said that Cosby's thing, I'm guaranteeing you 95, 98% of these women that Cosby is alleged to have drugged and fucked would have willingly fucked Cosby. That's
right.
Not the point. The point is that Cosby's thing is to rape, is to drug and rape them. That's what he likes to do. He doesn't want to have sex with a woman who is conscious and is agreeing to have sex with him.
Which
that's
is what's
not
really
the thrill.
Weird about it.
The thrill for him is to knock these women out, and that's what CeeLo is going through too. And look, you can pick Cosby. I don't know if Cosby's on your list or not. He's not on mine. Look, Cosby's a fucking skunk. I'll say it right now. We didn't like Cosby because Cosby told comedians they couldn't be dirty. We had a lot of reasons not to like Cosby. But I'm not going to put Cosby on the list. But here's a contemporary version of Cosby who's doing the same thing. Cosby's not the only guy up to shenanigans. CeeLo's up to it, too. I don't know if he's off The Voice permanently, but I believe he was removed from The Voice.
I think he's gone.
At least temporarily. I don't think he's coming back. So CeeLo Green, you're one of the assholes of the year.
Well, you know what? Sure. Okay.
I mean, it's hard to argue with that. I mean,
he's a douche.
And he's saying it in his own words. He's essentially admitting it through that quote. So fuck him. Fuck him. All right. Give me a number six, Corey.
Give me a six. A bouncy six.
Give me a six. All right. Corey's going to name half the girls I dated. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Hey-o.
All
right. Oh, hold that for
a
hold
six.
That note.
Give us a six.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give you. All right.
This is
a double.
Double sixes.
Mm-hmm.
Two sixes.
Jenny McCarthy and Sherry Shepherd.
I can't imagine why you would possibly. So we should just permanently reserve a spot of one of the ladies of the View for our.
Yeah, pretty much.
Year.
I mean, because believe me, Rosie Perez is probably
going to be on this
spot next year.
Okay.
All right. No.
This is one where we can just keep going and everyone will understand, but go ahead. Yeah.
Do I have to elaborate on these two twits?
Wait, it's Jenny McCarthy and Sherry Shepherd. So those are the two that left The View.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Those.
Why not the two that joined The View?
Well, because they've only been at the job like a month.
Next year when they replace Rosie Perez and Rosie O'Donnell, they'll be the assholes of the year.
Mm-hmm. Right. Nicole, whatever her name is.
You know what? Here's the thing. Barbara Walters.
Baba Wawa.
Whatever her nickname is. You fucking take the show off.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. It's okay. No one's going to miss the fucking thing. Mm-hmm. There's 87 views on with all kinds of
okay,
other
well,
women.
My number 17 is even worse than. Okay.
It's the ladies of the real, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
But who can even all pick right. them out?
I couldn't.
Jenny
McCarthy and Sherry Shepherd. Okay.
Yeah.
Now. They could each individually achieve status on their own.
Yeah.
But they left The View together in shame and disgrace because they fired Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
Jenny McCarthy went on there. Her big achievements in life is having a grade A ass and buying some grade A tits.
Yeah, right.
Those are her achievements in life. Okay?
Accomplished nothing, yes.
Right. She is for a attractive girl, moderately funny.
Yeah, right.
I guess we could say that about her.
Right.
She's somewhat amusing for a pretty girl because she's, you know,
right,
Christie
yeah.
Brinkley. You ever think of four words Christie
right.
Brinkley's ever said in your life?
Jenny McCarthy acts funny.
Sure.
She's not funny, but she
gives the impression of having
that
she's fun
might
to hang
funny.
Out with. Yeah. Not that she's actually funny. No. No. Janeane Garofalo has said 500,000 more funny things than she has ever had in her fucking life.
She's fun, but not funny?
Yeah, exactly. It's not fun. It's
Jenny
not,
McCarthy.
I wish we had that drop. Fun, it's not fun. It's not funny.
But she might be fun, but not funny.
Right. She might be. Right.
It might be great sticking it in her ass. It might be a fucking delight.
I bet it's terrific.
A fun. It's
sure.
a great Saturday night hanging out
it
with Jenny.
Sounds like a fun
but
time.
Terrible television show.
Right.
She did a sketch comedy show on MTV.
Uh-huh.
That I swear to God.
Right. Well, but see, she adopts the. There's some girls are funny. They it's not so much that they're like real brilliant satire. It's they seem fuckable, and that's their funny.
Well, Olivia Munn,
right?
Yeah,
Goldie Hawn on Laughing.
Sure. Yeah.
Was a very like, woohoo, I'm a bubble. She's playing a dumb blonde dumb bunny.
And Goldie Hawn made you laugh how many times in your life, Corey?
Right,
zero. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, can we all agree?
Well,
that,
I mean,
she's working with Chevy. You know, Chevy'd be funny, but.
Look,
you know,
in the great film Wildcats, where she played the coach of a high school football team.
Right.
No, look. So Jenny McCarthy, big blonde bubble.
Yeah.
She's a big fuckable bubble. Big That's dummy. Why she's on television. People want to put their dick in her. That's why she's on. Yeah. She goes on and has opinions on The View.
Yeah, well.
All of them terrible.
Yeah, all terrible.
Some of them dangerous.
The vaccination thing.
And the vaccination thing isn't just dumb, isn't just ill-informed. It's dangerous.
And that's been completely discredited, right? Now,
Absolutely.
That doctor that she was a big fan of is can be completely. And he's even. Hasn't he even admitted that he made up his survey and stuff?
Now, did we have Dr. Oz on the list last year? Because now.
You know, You know what? I think I had Dr. Oz on because I talked about how he just liked to feel girls up and stuff. Or maybe Dr. Oz was on the best and worst of television.
I think, guys, we should maybe look at. Someday down the road, doing an Assholes of the Millennium or a Hall of Fame. And we'll induct 10 names. And Dr. Oz has got a
Dr. Oz is...
He's a first ballot asshole of the
I've
of
seen
lifetime.
Dr. Oz. Here's what I've heard about that. First of all, Dr. Oz did a show called NY New York Med.
Okay.
Which is a documentary about the hospital that Dr. Oz works in. And it's not just all about him, but you see him doing like heart surgery.
He's an actual
And apparently he's
surgeon.
A great, real... Good surgeon. Like, he helped all these people. But what I hear is that he has to cram that show full of, like, home remedies and all this shit. That it's real easy to get your bullshit,
again,
tonic on the Dr. Oz show.
You've
got to
go make a television show every day.
Yeah.
And you got to put something on it.
Yeah.
He can't just go. He could go on here and go, get more sleep,
right.
Jog.
Eat your vegetables. Yeah.
And, eat some grapes because they've got, antibiotics or antioxidants.
Yeah.
Right? That's what you could basically.
That's not what Dr.
That was basically what you'd say. But instead, he's got to sit there and just talk about your poop.
Right, and it's
this
always
cleansing
like,
tonic and these wheatgrass and all this shit. He's just got to pile on all this stuff and gluten. And gluten sensitivity, all this nonsense.
There's all this,
But he's got to pile on.
Indonesian beeswax will cure
arthritis.
He's got to
do 180 shows a year or whatever he's got to do. And it's like, stop already.
Right.
But Jenny McCarthy goes on with this stupid vaccination stuff. And pretty much, she could have sat there, by the way. She could have sat there for a good 5-6 years and been the cute blonde goofball. But she goes on the show. Everybody immediately hates her. Joy Behar has to quit the show and leave because she can't.
Right, she couldn't deal with those idiots.
All
anymore.
These girls bail out on The View,
and Barbara left, so that opened up a spot.
Whoopi,
Barbara
by the way,
retired.
Has apparently just got no soul. Whoopi's just like, "Fuck you, bitches! I'm gonna sit here and take my money." Right? That's
you're gonna have to kill me.
Gonna have to kill
Todd. You're gonna have to kill me.
Here we're gonna do our bad
dueling
Whoopi.
Dueling Whoopies.
I made Jumpin' Jack Flash, so you can kiss my ass.
I got $10 million in flus dollars.
What?
Do you remember flus?
No.
Remember flus?
No.
Flus was like a website where it was like currency. It was basically like a gift card that was redeemable anywhere. And Whoopi used to do the commercials.
Wow.
And yeah, I don't know. I think they paid her a bunch of. Obviously, they paid her a bunch of money to go on. But
I made
flus disappeared.
I made Theodore Rex. Y'all can kiss my big black titties.
All right. Sherry Shepherd, just because, right?
Sherry Shepherd is. Just as dumb,
just as
but
dumb.
She, have you heard this?
Oh, well, she's fighting with her husband.
She
or
divorced her husband and left him with the adopted child that's got, like, heart defects. That she like, basically, she just, like...
She doesn't want anything to do with their kid that they adopted or something?
No, they adopted a child that had ailments and left it to him to
that's
handle.
Pretty sleazy.
So she's, okay, she's, by the way, Sherry Shepherd could possibly be... the dumbest human being to ever hold down a daily television role.
That's not why we put you on the list.
There's local anchors that I've met who I know are rock stupid.
Yeah, right.
Who don't know a thing from anything.
Sure, yeah.
Who are empty suits.
Yeah.
Sherry Shepherd is dumber than all of them.
She really is, yeah.
She could probably forget to breathe. She's so stupid. She could be the stupidest fucking excuse for a human being. She would probably believe the world was flat if you told her.
She couldn't be
stupider. And then she turns into a fucking fink because she's a big celebrity now. And she goes, fuck this child we adopted. Unbelievable. What a piece of shit.
Believe it or not, you have to give us a five because my five was Tony Stewart and you already called him out. So it's you again.
Oh,
you're up again. Your number's getting called again.
Well, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, you might remember this fella from earlier in this year. He's a rancher. He's a working man. He works the cattle fields in Utah.
He works the cattle fields.
Or in Nevada. Excuse me.
The cattle fields in Nevada.
Cliven Bundy.
Oh, okay. Now
do you remember Cliven Bundy?
You know what? This is some real left-wing shit that only you care about.
But, well, it was right-wing shit they cared about until it was proven to be a mess.
He stood up to the government for...
Cliven Bundy is...
this whole thing is blown over, by the way.
It totally does.
Even the conservatives don't like this guy.
Exactly.
Either,
right? But it was a big...
What did this guy
It's a big hullabaloo over a bunch of shit. This guy, Bundy's family bought property in Nevada that was unincorporated back in the 40s.
Okay.
And the Bureau of Land Management, which is the government agency which, you know, regulates parcels of land and all this kind of stuff and water usage and shit like that and what you need for the public thoroughfares. Anyway, they told him that he needed to, that the parts of the land that he was grazing his cattle on were federal land.
Okay.
That they didn't actually own the land because it wasn't incorporated at the time.
Yeah.
And where they, whatever they, however they bought it didn't really count because the state hadn't even included that as
and
land.
And the feds weren't doing anything with this land. So until this year, they could have gave a fuck what this guy did with it.
Well, no, he's had a dispute since 1993.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case.
So he had over $1.7 million in back taxes that he owed in grazing fees that he hasn't been paying for 20 years. So he then decided that it was going to be a standoff, and he called in all of the he called in a lot of militia, you know, Tea Party kind of groups and all of these kind of gun rights activists and made it this whole, like, the federal government is impinging on my rights. And
he took a stand against the government.
But basically he just didn't want to pay the grazing taxes for 20 years. Yeah.
But I mean, it was a gun. There were guns pointed in both directions, it seemed like, from this thing.
You know, there. Uncanny. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, there was a big showdown. The conservative media, your Glenn Becks, all of your talk radio guys, your Michael Savages, were all fired up. This was an apocalypse in the offing.
Yeah.
The government was going to come in there and slaughter everybody like Waco.
Yeah.
They were going to kill everybody,
right,
and nothing happened.
And if they can take his land, they can take our land. That was kind of the big rallying cry of the conservatives.
Right.
Was,
well,
they can take your house, they can take your land.
In the interim, people discovered videos where Clive and Bundy discussed his feelings about slavery and how it was a good practice and that the blacks had been a mess since
we
got off slavery.
It's hard to believe a guy, rancher in Nevada
Exactly.
would take that.
But... And then everybody abandoned ship him.
Yeah.
They ran away from him.
He became new.
So
he
this
became
was
toxic.
A fucking month and long news cycle for nothing.
Yeah,
about
it
nothing.
Being,
it wasn't about any real issues. It wasn't about any rights. It was a guy. And guess what? Everybody fucking ends up. You pay your fucking property taxes on this.
I do. There's a bill right there. Corey's literally pointing to it.
Yeah, there's a property tax bill for the
literally hanging.
The studio.
Yes.
You're going to have to pay for.
You got to pay.
And
it's not even federal. That's like the county.
Right, right. Anyway, so they all abandoned ship. Yeah. They treated this guy like he was an American patriot, a hero, an icon. And then he gets caught throwing a couple, let's lynch some more. Let's lynch the coons.
Yeah.
And they all ran away from
him. That's it for him. Yeah.
So there goes that jerk off.
No, hero no more. So.
Yes, here you go.
Flash in the pan. All right, let's go to my number four. Now, this was one of the big news. This relates to one of the big stories of the year, and it's. Mm-hmm. I think it's hard to pick an asshole out of the whole Ebola epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I could pick the guy that came back and decided to die here, who infected a bunch of nurses. But instead, I went with a member of the media who went out and was a complete asshole. But how about Dr. Nancy Snyderman of the Today Show.
Okay, sure.
Who was in, who one of the cameramen for the Today Show got Ebola over there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They all flew home and they said, look, you had contact with this cameraman. You're, now, she's home in her home in New Jersey, and they said, you're under quarantine for, I believe it's a 21-day quarantine for Ebola, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, one of these, I don't know if it was TMZ or one of these newspapers or TV channels, caught Dr. Snyderman making a run to get takeout from a restaurant while under quarantine for Ebola. Now, she didn't have Ebola. She didn't have any symptoms of Ebola. But all they said is, you're under quarantine. Stay in your house for 21 days. Have no contact with the outside world. She had to fucking get in a car and be driven to go pick up. And I think when they put you under quarantine, I think what they did is these people that were all under quarantine together, like they were all living at the same house too. And like all of them left the house to go get takeout. And I know, like, look, you're some rich asshole who feels like the rules don't apply to you. Not only that, you're on television a lot. It's a lot like Dr. Oz. I almost wanted to go into this after Dr. Oz. You're supposed to be dispensing advice and how to be smart about your health. And you're an example to people on the Today Show and on NBC News. Don't, if you're getting Ebola quarantine, fucking just stay under quarantine. It's fine. And no one thinks that Dr. Nancy infected anybody. Nobody thinks that. But,
sure.
You know, for the good of everybody, it's 21 fucking days. I'm sure NBC is waiting on you hand and foot. You want takeout, I'm sure they'll bring it to your house and leave it for you. I'm sure there's ways of you getting whatever you want to eat on God's green earth delivered to you. Why the fuck do you leave your house when you're under a quarantine? You just don't do it.
You just don't do it. Well, and, you know.
You're in a position like that, you have to lead by example.
Well.
It's not like the nurse who left her house under quarantine to go for a bike ride or whatever they're accusing her. She's not an example like this. She's not a person who goes on TV and tells people how to live their life like Dr. Nancy does.
Right. I would say, you know, I think that maybe Dr. Snyderman indicated what I think a lot of the medical professionals in the United States felt about the Ebola outbreak here.
Well, yeah, that's
that true. It wasn't a real fucking thing.
It wasn't a real thing, but don't go on TV and tell us what a threat this is. And if you get Ebola, you have to be under quarantine. Except for me, I can go out and get my favorite restaurant's takeout. Fuck you, bitch.
And probably the reason that people die in places like Liberia when there's a big, huge epidemic of this kind of... So, you know, they did hype it up as if it was the end of the world, but people in Liberia get sick because it's Liberia.
Yeah.
Because there's no sanitation. Well, there's bad sanitation. Yeah, yeah. They don't have soap.
There's shit everywhere.
They don't have medical facilities.
People are throwing up on each other.
Right, right. So what happens is outbreaks are easier to spread because it's a third world country. In the United States, they can, you know, yes, they probably have to quarantine the professionals, but it shows you how much Nancy Snyderman thought it was a problem.
Right, exactly. Her actions show that, in her opinion, there really wasn't any risk, but there you go. You know? Yeah. Unbelievable. All right, let's move on. I think, Corey, you're due to number four. We're getting down to it here.
Oh, my goodness.
Getting down to it.
We're all the way up to number four.
Number four.
Well, well.
Number four with a bullet.
Number four. Number four is hopefully a name we won't have to repeat in the coming year.
Uh-oh.
Hopefully his reign of terror is over. Shia LaBeouf.
Well, he's a guy that's in my also-rans.
Yeah.
And now listen, we have limited time on this show.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did 87,000 things all awful this year, but go ahead.
he really
couldn't. He was a lot like the white Floyd Mayweather. The guy couldn't stop.
He was just a walk of disaster
he
went.
He really was. Yeah.
He was. All right, let me just. This is from 6 days ago.
Yeah. His most recent asshole.
6 days ago, Shia LaBeouf charged following Broadway arrest.
Oh, God.
After being escorted out of a performance of Cabaret, the actor has been charged with disorderly conduct and criminal trespass.
Well, that's old. That's not recent.
No?
It's from 2014, but it's like earlier in the year.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe they reposted it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it said October, whatever. This is just one of a dozen incidents. This guy has been a walking disaster. He's been melting down in public.
Well, he wore a bag on his head that said, I'm not famous anymore.
I'm not famous anymore.
And then he did the art exhibition where he said, you know, you could be alone in a room with Shia LaBeouf, and they gave you various implements.
Mm-hmm.
And then he claimed that a woman walked in and raped him.
Said he was raped during his art show.
What the fuck is that all about? What is that all about?
The kid's lost his mind.
Yeah, he's a moron.
Shia LaBeouf, by the way, started in... He was on Project Greenlight.
Oh, okay.
He was the star of The Battle of Shaker Heights.
Okay.
On the second or third season of
Project Green.
Maybe the second season of Project Greenlight. You know, he seemed like a weird kid then. He was like 14 or something.
Do you know the rumor about Shia LaBeouf? Because I think I can say this. It's a rumor. I don't know if this is true or not. Project Greenlight, Spielberg had something to do with that, yes. I believe.
That it's his son.
It's because he does look like a young Steven Spielberg that, you know, Spielberg fucked some groupie one time. And he felt bad, so he gave this kid a career because he felt bad because it's his dad. You know, he's his dad, and he abandoned him.
Yeah.
And that could explain why he's a fucking mental case, too.
Sure.
Shia LaBeouf, but who knows?
It just seems like, look, some people probably aren't cut out for the life of a showbiz.
Sure.
You know, maybe they're not cut out.
Maybe that's why we're not famous, because we're not cut out to be...
No. No, you know...
We're more cut out than he is.
Well, I know, I think... I tend to think of myself as a somewhat rational human being.
Sure, yeah.
I know, I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that would disagree and say I'm a raging... Well, I'm a raging flaming asshole,
Well,
but,
if anyone heard last week's show, right, some people might think that. But again, yeah. Shia LaBeouf.
But he's got a long history of this stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Alec Baldwin tells a story about how he basically got him fired from a... He was like, look, somebody's got to go, him or me.
At a play
In a play they did together. And like,
but didn't he crash a car? He was driving erratically.
Yes.
And like broke his finger. And during Transformers, he had to wear like a something on his hand during Transformers.
Well,
and
this is last year. This is going back to 2013.
Yeah.
But he released a short film that was lifted entirely from a comic book by Daniel Klaus, who did Ghost World. And Klaus said, this is exactly my word.
Oh, God.
Like, word for word.
And then didn't he do that horrible movie? What was the Lars von Trier movie this year? Nymphomaniac?
I did Nymphomaniac. Oh, God, yeah. I mean...
Yeah, everything this guy touched went to shit. So this guy's...
So he's just been... He's just been falling apart, and it's just been a hot, buttery mess.
He's an asshole.
And I think we'll be done with him in show business by next year.
It's hard to really...
I mean, it's hard to... I hate because he left the Transformers movies.
Right, yeah.
And he did a good thing for the world by no longer participating in that.
They're still making the fucking
horror
thing.
Show of a fucking cultural disaster. That's a rape of the culture by that garbage. And set the way for Marky Mark to be a scientist in those movies. He's a technical wizard, that Marky Mark. It's incredible. He's got a mind for gadgets. So anyway, Shia, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I had Shia specifically because he claimed he was raped during the art exhibit. But he was lower on. He didn't make the top 15. All right, here's my number three. We finally made it to the bronze medal round here. Here's a twosome.
Okay.
Two of them together. Two for the price of one. Because really, where do you separate it? I mean, obviously, the guy initially... and we're talking about the former owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, Donald Sterling.
Wow.
Who made racist comments to his girlfriend, V. Stiviano, who is tying with Donald Sterling for reasons I'll explain here in a second. She recorded him having this rant about he didn't want black people at the Laker games, and he didn't like Magic Johnson, and all kinds of racist stuff. He was forced to sell the Clippers. But then this V. Stiviano went around, who... claims that she wasn't his girlfriend, and then later she claimed she was his girlfriend, but he was actually gay. So not only did this guy like have to give up the Clippers and was embarrassed, and look, I'm not saying, hey, a racist should be able to own an NBA team. I'm not supporting him in one bit at all. But you know what? It's not like she showed any solidarity to the guy who she was sponging off of. None at all. When she got the first opportunity, she sold him right down the river.
Sure.
And for no apparent gain. Because I don't think she got any money out of it. She's not famous. No one likes her. She ran around wearing that big giant fucking visor over her face every minute on TMZ. The whole thing was a mess. She's the worst, you know. There's a lot, and I've seen this in my personal life, and I don't say I've seen it from anything I've done, but, you know, at the Comedy Castle and these clubs, you see the sugar daddies.
Yeah.
With the young girls. And you have to know where to look, but it's out there, and it happens. And people don't talk about it. People kind of whisper, and it's all
secret. Look, go to a steakhouse.
Yeah.
Go to a high-end steakhouse in your town.
Yeah, on a Friday night.
And you'll find it.
So all these sugar daddies and their young girls who are taking their money, and I don't know if she fucked him or not. Who knows? She doesn't even, her statements aren't even consistent to one another. So the two of them, it's just the whole thing reeked. It's all you heard about for months. And it's funny in 2014 that now you mention Donald Sterling and people kind of go like, eh, wasn't that big a deal. Well, this right? I mean, is that the way that our the news cycle
well,
is
the
now?
The Clive Bundy thing was the biggest
right,
thing
right,
in the
right,
world.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, and that was from earlier in the year, too.
You know what?
But Donald Sterling was like January, February, right? I mean, it was a long time ago.
This is the problem. We have a compact news cycle.
Yeah.
And unless you're Shia LaBeouf and you do something to get attention every three
right,
weeks
yeah, yeah. We
by being an asshole, you and I have to remain diligent and remain resilient. And keep these lists going.
Right, because you forget.
We've been keeping these lists all year long.
Yeah, exactly.
And in fact, I have a couple people on here. I can't remember what the fuck I put them on for.
Well, I mean, look, I have links to articles next to these people when I keep their names. I mean, I do all kinds of research. So
sure.
Yeah, but those two just, I mean, they gummed up the news cycle for months on end with their idiotic accusations against one another.
Yeah.
And now he doesn't own the Clippers. But see, that's the other thing about internet outrage. And this was a lot of the stuff with Donald Sterling. And yeah, he was on tape and he said that stuff. But you know what? It's one of those things where they go, you know, if you just fire the guy, we're okay. That internet outrage isn't real outrage.
No.
It isn't. No one really gives a fuck.
Well, that's why I had...
And ultimately...
That's why I had the Cancel Colbert girl.
Yeah, yeah,
it
right,
backfired.
Right, right. Because,
it backfired on her. She was like,
but,
I'm going to get people mad about Colbert.
Okay.
And he had more fans than she did.
But it's one of those things that people really, and it honestly, and this is the thing about me, and this is why, and I'll tell this to people about things, and I go, you know, I don't care. And people say about the elections, and I go, you know, I don't really even care who the president is. I really don't care. So why? The Los Angeles Clippers affect almost nobody's life. It affects virtually nobody. What his girlfriend says affects it has no effect on your life whatsoever, and yet people make this the biggest deal in the world, and it's just like nobody cares. And if it wasn't for Twitter, if it wasn't for the internet, you wouldn't even know. This would be an L.A. story that you might hear. It's not even
you know,
a thing.
I mean, I guess it's...
It's not it's
The
not
question
even
I
a
have
thing.
Is...
I don't care about Ferguson.
Yeah.
Ferguson's problems are in Ferguson. Go. You go fucking deal with it. I know. I'm not saying Ferguson's good. I'm saying Ferguson's fucked up, but that's Ferguson that's fucked up. I'm not fucked up. I'm okay. I've shot no one. I've beat no one. I've burned down no businesses
and protests.
Nobody's burnt down a business near me. The cops haven't.
Yeah, but
it's not my problem.
The activists and the
it's
people
not
that believe
my
in
problem.
Things would say that's a horrible attitude for you to have.
But it's literally not. It's literally not my problem.
Well, yeah.
And I have problems. I'm not saying I don't have problems. I have problems. I'll deal with my problems. You guys deal with your problems. I don't care.
But somebody's got to worry about problems on a bigger scale.
But
Donald Sterling
doesn't like black people. That's a problem that you should care about. And that's what I'm saying. Why do we care?
We only
care because it's in our face every day. Because Twitter puts it in our face. The news puts it in our face. No one should care about this
stuff. The secret asshole behind all of this list is the media.
Well, yeah.
That's the real asshole number one.
You could say that, sure.
People act independently and do horrible, stupid things, and they make horrible, stupid movies like Shia LaBeouf.
Okay.
But the fact is, and I know, having worked in the media, if it bleeds, it leads.
Okay, but again... But no one, you know, how many people came out against the Shia LaBeouf movie, Nymphomaniac? Was there backlash about that? Not really, but
there was backlash from me because Lars von Trier can go.
But I feel that
cut his nuts off with a razor blade.
All it is people's thoughts and beliefs.
Yeah,
and if you want to live in a free society, you're living with racists. You have to live with racists in a free society.
Mm-hmm.
A society that's free of, you know, conservatives or Christians and things that you've talked about on this list. If you don't want those people in this country, you have to leave. Your intolerance is what should be intolerated.
Well, this has suddenly gone into an unfunny place.
I'm saying all of this, and we'll even get to other people that are on this list. But it's all phony outrage.
Bill Burr had a funny bit about for an 80-year-old guy, Donald Sterling's views were pretty liberal.
Okay,
he was just like, he's like, look, you can go ahead and you can hang out with black people, you can have sex with them, just don't publicize it.
Okay.
And he's like, that's wildly liberal for an 80-year-old
guy. But I mean, the fact is that what bothers me about this story is that the size of the story is what bothers me. Like I said, Donald Sterling should not be able to own an NBA team. I'm fine with that. But here's the point. I don't care, and you shouldn't care. And whoever said it on Twitter, they shouldn't care. Let the NBA deal with it. Let them handle it. It's fine. They got it. They got it on lock. And we'll get to people where...
Well, the NBA did handle the Donald Sterling Okay. And Adam Silver, the incoming chairman after, you know, Stern...
Yes.
Came in and dropped a hammer on Sterling.
And what a can-do guy that guy is. What a go-getter.
But he did it because he was forced to.
What a take-charge.
He didn't have a choice. But
at least...
But you know what? He went to the podium,
yeah.
unlike someone else on this list.
Well, yeah.
And he came up and he said, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And we got to get... Because he's in a league that's 90%... What is it? 88% black or something?
Yeah. Well,
the NBA? I don't know what it is, right? But I'm just saying, his players... Who are the guys who make the money for the billion-dollar industry? It's not people, you know. Believe me, if Saul Hertzman was playing shooting guard for the Knicks, people would not be as excited.
Yeah.
So he had to do that to keep the athletes.
I understand
from revolting.
And again, it's the right thing to do. But again, here's what I would like people to do before you go on Twitter and you criticize people. Just go. Does this affect my life? Just because you have an opinion. You know what? That's the other thing about the media is that, you know what? The media was nice when the media was the media. Now everybody's the media. And you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, you know, before you just like,
I almost
think
put...
about it. Think about, does this actually affect my life? Does this take money out of my pocket? Is me or my loved ones damaged in any way by this event that is happening? No. It's like, I'm a person and I have a feeling. Well, go fuck yourself. We all have feelings. Nobody cares.
But Joel, the problem is, you can retreat into, you can watch as many Abbott and Costello movies as they've made, and you have.
Yes, I've officially watched them all, by the way.
Okay, well.
It's a news update.
Congratulations, asshole of the year number one, Joel Fragamenti.
Well, that's fine.
Look.
Only the world's greatest comedy duo chose to enjoy their work.
You're advocating
and I'm an
for,
asshole.
How dare you tell Martin and Lewis that? Look, you're advocating retreating into your own interests, and that works for most people. But there is a larger dialogue that goes on. Now, the lengths to which the media goes to sort of make issues out of things that aren't related to other things.
But, okay, go ahead.
Honestly is no discernible pattern between, say, you say Tavon Martin or Eric Garner, or it's not a pattern until it becomes a story that is woven. So I get what you're saying. It doesn't really affect your life until they make it into a story and a narrative.
But... Okay, what has this outrage ever solved? It solved not. I mean, that's the point. I mean, the point of it that nothing gets accomplished by this. It only just fuels the maniacs on either side. Those are the only people that are served by this, and it just doesn't make any sense. You know, I just, if you're involved in it, get involved in it. But you know, if you're not, then stay out. It's not your business. It's not, you know, Ferguson's not my business. It just isn't. It's not. It is not now, nor will it ever be my business. So my opinion on that is irrelevant.
All right.
And for me to give it, and for me to say, I'm going to give my opinion, and if you don't do what I want you to do, I'm going to give it louder. It's just an idiotic way of arguing. It doesn't solve anything.
Well, there goes the rest of this show.
I'm saying there's reason.
You've taken the...
There's reason.
Joel's opinion is irrelevant, and why bother with the rest of the
list? No. We're giving our opinions.
Right. Moving on.
We're trying to give...
Because I had Sterling at number three as well.
Okay, good. Donald Sterling. We all agree.
Because he was a complete knob in every...
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, as soon as they...
Sure.
You know, I would be willing to forget... Look, well, the problem is that who should be a knob is the bitch that leaked the private conversations.
Well, that was V. Stiviano. That's why it says I had her on the list, too.
She's the asshole of the
year. They're equally, they're sharing
and the
number
same thing
three.
With Sony. All of this stuff is private conversations which are being leaked.
Yeah.
And you're right. Private conversations will not stand up to the light of day.
Yeah.
If they taped everything you and I said to each other on the phone.
Sure.
We would be, well, no, nobody can do anything to us because we're on the bottom.
Well,
the
but I mean, you know, if everyone was outraged, I mean, look, you and I, if we really wanted to create a kerfuffle on Twitter, I mean, I guess it's possible that it could happen. But, you know, I mean,
I'd love to. But anyway.
But again, why should anyone care about us just as why would they care about, you know, the Clippers?
Well, because the guy owns the Clippers.
Yeah, but it's the Clippers.
Okay, but the problem is this country has confused wealth with importance or worth. In this country, material worth equals intellectual, cultural, social worth.
Right.
a guy owns the Clippers. You know how he owns the Clippers? He's a fucking slumlord.
Well, okay.
And he had the money to buy the Clippers. And it was a terrible organization. He was the worst fucking owner in pro sports for 30 years. Finally, they got Blake Griffin and a couple other pieces around him, and the Clippers became reasonably respectable after being the joke of the NBA for 30 fucking years. He made William Clay Ford look like a great owner. The guy was horrible, but it was because he put a couple bucks together and saved his money. Mm-hmm. But everybody in America says he's got money. He owns a team. He must be important. His ideas must be great. He must be a genius.
We should probably not put sports figures on a pedestal like we do.
No.
Which would knock him down.
We're interviewing Marshawn Lynch, and he just kept saying, thanks for asking, because he's an idiot. Stop. Why do we need to?
Sterling,
interview the coach.
Sterling your three?
Sterling was my number three.
So I guess I'm giving a two?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we already kind of covered this with the Sony thing, because I can't put the blame on the interview for anybody. The only person I can put blame on in this is Kim Jong-un.
Wow.
And listen, I normally would say, let's not put a dictator, because what's funny about that?
Sure.
But this guy's a nitwit.
Except for this tubby jarhead.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, the guy's running around. And first of all, he disappeared for a long time, and people thought he was dead. And everyone was kind of like, what's going on with this guy? And look, here's the problem. Kim Jong-un could make this whole interview thing go away if he just was like, yeah, say whatever the fuck you want.
If he had a, what's the word?
Sense of humor. Well, a sense of humor and just, you know, granted, we don't have diplomatic relations with North Korea. But, you know, I feel like Obama, and it's funny because you and I were talking on the phone the other day, and I go, can't Obama grow a pair and come out and say something? And sure enough, about 5 hours later, Obama actually did come out and spoke in a way that made sense to me. And he spoke like a regular guy, and he spoke about the interview like, well, they shouldn't have pulled the movie.
Yeah.
Why are we bowing down to these terrorists? And I completely agree with him. Right. But at the same time, you know, this Kim Jong-un's been waving his dick around with his fucking parades and his missiles and all this shit for so long that, you know what? It's fine. You know what? We all had a great laugh at the guy who had the white wall undercut, you know. The guy who had hair like Macklemore was funny because he had his daddy's missiles. And that was all cute until now you start taking away our movies, you start taking away our TV shows, you start, you know, lessening our freedom. That's not cool.
Now, I posted this immediately on, and my opinion on this thing has been basically Sony were finks. They shouldn't have caved. Okay. They shouldn't have surrendered. They should have had some spine.
Right.
I understand that a multi-billion dollar international corporation doesn't operate the same way you and I do because they got something to lose.
Yeah.
I got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
My entire bank account will be spent in 2 days if I, you know, went and had a couple steak dinners. What I'm saying is they operate with you know, projections and stock prices and all kinds of shit. They got a lot of concerns. But none of them should ever be someone threatened us, so we're going to now.
Right, exactly. I mean, you could say, like, you know, they could have, could they have, and I don't think it was Sony, but, you know, could they have canceled The Dark Knight Rises after the guy shot up the theater? Mm-hmm. You could have said, oh, yeah, well, that's an actual, you know, Dark Knight drove a guy crazy, so let's not show that movie. And that would have made more sense to me than this. But again, this guy's such a lunatic for so long that people actually don't trust him. You know, there's Gaddafi's that for years we kind of just went, like, yeah, fucking right. Like, you're going to do something. And granted, actually, people for Gaddafi blew up Pan Am Flight 103. But, you know,
difference was Gaddafi did his Libya engaged in terrorist activities.
Yeah.
And what happened is the Air Force dropped a bomb in his backyard.
Yeah.
Or actually dropped a bomb in his house and killed one of his baby daughters.
Yeah.
He was out praying in his. He has, like, some kind of crazy, like, Bedouin tent in his backyard that he's bringing. How we didn't hit the Bedouin tent, too.
Yeah, that one wasn't on the radar.
And then we didn't hear boo-boo fuck-fuck from Gaddafi for a long time.
Yeah.
And then they normalized relations with him.
Yeah.
That still didn't, or
right.
Bush extended the olive branch or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, he was coddled, by the way, by, I don't know, seven presidents, something like that. I mean, Gaddafi took power in the 70s. And then finally what happened? This president said, enough of this bullshit. And when the time came for a revolution, they aided it and got the job done and got rid of
it.
Let's get rid of this fucking Kim Jong-un.
Well, how do you do it, though? I mean, that's
how
the
do
problem.
You do it?
Yeah.
this is what they do. You release a movie in which...
You send the reporter over there to interview him and you kill him.
What happens? No. You release a movie and you bootleg the fuck out of it and you send it into North Korea.
Yeah.
And you make sure every North Korean has an opportunity to see this. And you say, yeah.
Well,
propaganda is what wins.
Do you know the Japanese would show Abbott and Costello's Buck Privates as an example of the inadequacy of the American military during World War II?
Look, right.
They would show, look how dumb these soldiers are because Costello can't march in a line,
And if you think we didn't make propaganda, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
I just watched Destination Tokyo with Cary Grant the other night, which is a sub movie.
Yeah.
Where they send Cary Grant's sub into Tokyo Bay to lead the way for a strike force.
Okay.
They're talking, there's like speeches in that movie about how, well, the Japs don't love their women the way we do. You know what I mean? It's just like all this stuff.
Yeah, sure.
They got a twisted society where they give a 14-year-old a gun and tell him to kill. Like, and it's all this propaganda about how the Japs are this and this and this and that. And they say Japs. And,
that was the thing.
But that's a propaganda movie.
Yeah. Okay.
And so don't think the United States doesn't do propaganda.
Well, I don't.
We do propaganda better than fucking anybody.
I don't know how much the interview was propaganda.
If our mediocre Canadian stoner comedians can make propaganda, let's do it. Well, let's shove the propaganda down their ass.
If anything was done on behalf of the filmmakers or Sony to release, what they should have done is, we don't know if he gets killed in the interview. You know, I think they got out too much that, you know, or maybe that's why the Koreans were upset. I don't know why.
Well, the final scene in the movie was leaked.
Yeah, I know that now, but
the extensive editing process of the movie, between exchanges between Seth Rogen and Amy Pascal and the Japanese Kazuro Hajime, like, there was a big discussion between all of them about how much of his brain blows up, how much do you see, how much blood splatter. And to me, I went, what is funny about any of this?
Well, I don't know. Look, I haven't seen the movie. I can't judge the movie. But ultimately, if this guy understood that this is just a fucking movie, I mean, that's ultimately the thing. And that's why it's so ridiculous, I think, for most Americans, because they know that, look, the Obama administration didn't give James Franco and Seth Rogen money to make an anti-Korea movie.
Right.
This was this was somebody's idea.
Well, but that's
that
the
was
problem.
Not in
the
Washington.
Koreans think,
the Koreans think that Obama is scheming, you know, to send that we're going to make this propaganda against
because
them.
They make propaganda.
Yeah.
Their film, there's a great, they made North Korea, his father was really interested in movies and made propaganda movies. And he made a Godzilla knockoff called Yeongeri, which is a North Korean monster movie, which is copies are around of, which is completely horrible and amazing.
Yeah.
But look, what's winning the Soviet Union collapsed, one, because the economic situation just didn't improve.
Yeah.
And two, people realized on the other side of the fence, they were having the good shit.
Yeah.
They had the blue jeans and the Walkmans and
the
fucking
Beatles and
the Nintendo,
rock and roll,
the NES Entertainment System with the fat guy, the skinny guy, and the medium-sized guy on hockey.
Yeah.
And they wanted that.
That's what they wanted.
And they said, how do we get this fucking Nintendo hockey?
Well, that's...
And they didn't get... I mean, Tetris is the only fucking Russian video game they ever made. I'm with you. Get this fuck out of here.
I know, but...
Because he's not only a dictator. He's the worst kind of dictator. He's a third-generation dictator.
Yes, he inherited his dictatorship.
Okay, Assad is another inherited dictatorship. Yeah. And Assad was third in line. His brother was supposed to get it, and he got killed. And Assad was like a dentist and wanted to go to like dental college, or I think he is a dentist, and didn't want any part of this, and ends up being the fucking dictator.
The blueprint is now out on how to get rid of anything that you don't want. So if I want to get rid of something I don't want, and I can pose as a foreign national group and say, if you release the new Miley Cyrus album, I'm going to blow up every fucking Best Buy from here, you know, and whatever. I mean,
how
it
do we
I
pressure
mean,
comedy venues to not put up some of these fucking
Well,
bad
that
acts.
Would be the blueprint is there. Thank you, Kim Jong-un.
Right.
Whether
can
he did it or not.
Can North Korea say, if you put the deranged puppet lady up,
we will
blow up your open
there
mic.
You go.
Look.
All right. So that's my number two asshole of the year.
And a well-deserved. He's the worst.
I know.
He's a fucking
tiny... I know we disagree about Seth Rogen, and my point is that it doesn't matter what the movie is.
Well, I don't think I did. I mean, I'm with you. It doesn't... Look, they should have put the movie out.
Well, yeah.
It was dumb of them to make the movie knowing that it wasn't going to be funny.
Sure, yeah.
Because Seth Rogen, if you saw This Is the End.
I did see This Is the End.
It was about half funny. And then half
of
it was kind of indulgent.
I liked This Is the End, but the last end, the end of it wasn't great. But okay.
But it's indulgent. And what happens is they go, it's the same thing with sports, which we have a lot of.
Yes.
And this stuff sells into it. They let they create a culture in which the athlete is the king, and the athlete can do what they want, and the athlete can smack their baby mama. Yeah. And then when that shit gets out of control, when Hollywood goes, we love you, you're so talented, they fucking suck everybody up, they polish their nuts with a loofah,
yeah.
They make sure that they have every hotel room that they enter has the kind of candy, you know what I mean, the fucking brown M&Ms, they have riders and all this contract shit, and they treat these people like fucking kings, and then they do something stupid. And then they go, how did that happen? Well, it was your fault. All right.
Give us a number two, Corey.
My number two, and I just set it up.
Yeah.
From the world of sports.
Yeah.
Not even the worst sportsman of the year, but a huge dingle dick, Roger Goodell, chairman of the National Football League.
And we've almost covered this in talking about all the other stuff, but yeah.
The reason he's the asshole of the year is he just didn't manage any of this properly at any point.
No.
It was nothing but one stumble bum step over their dick. Yeah. Look, first of all, I would be mad at them. I'd be mad at Roger Goodell for this shit like we're going to make the draft four nights.
Well, yeah.
enough with that
shit. I think that's completely backfired, the draft.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Roger Goodell can kiss my ass for let's put pink on everything with this bullshit.
Well, they can get rid of that.
Susan B. Komen nonsense, which doesn't even...
There's
help
a million
anybody.
Ways to make the NFL better. He's doing none
It's
of
not even
anymore.
Cancer research. It's cancer awareness, stupid fucks. We're aware of it. We're familiar with cancer. Thursday night football, the flex schedule. There's a lot of reasons you could be mad at them.
Sure.
Why there isn't a team in L.A. But his handling of the inconsistency from the front office.
Yeah.
When when Ray Rice got busted,
yeah,
the story changed. They gave him two games. Suddenly he was on video.
Yeah.
You know what? I guess what we're learning in this whole asshole of the year list is, one, don't challenge the internet.
Yeah.
They'll win.
Well, yeah.
Two, don't go on Twitter.
Well.
And don't go on Twitter and make an ass of yourself. Three, don't get caught on camera.
The internet, the internet outrage about Ray Rice, I actually agree with. But, but it's still, you know what I mean? At least it was a situation that the outrage of the people could at least make a change. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think about Ferguson and some of these things, you kind of don't know, like, okay, well, what do you want? And when you ask people what they want, you don't even know what they want. They can't even tell you what they want. Oh, we want fairness. They want some epi. What people say is, fucking throw Rice out of the league. You know, that was the message here.
Well,
and that was easily done by Goodell, as he showed. But, of course, the team had to throw him out first. The league, you know what I mean? The league followed the team, and the team followed public opinion. So the league was really the last person, the last shoe to drop in that sense.
At least in the NBA's case, they did get rid of Sterling.
Yeah.
But it only came because the players were slamming them publicly.
They were, the NFL was reactive and not proactive.
Yes.
The NBA, you could argue, was at least more proactive, if not completely.
Well, when they
and
had
Goodell is, and then when Goodell, with Adrian Peterson,
everybody was waiting for the Donald Sterling press conference.
Yeah,
what will this new chairman of the NBA say?
Yeah.
And he walked up and went, "Get this guy the fuck out of here!"
Right, exactly.
Roger Goodell went up and went,
"Yeah, I know.
Gee, I kind of screwed up. We could do a better job."
Yeah, right.
And everybody said, "What are you saying?"
Right. Yeah.
You didn't make a definitive judgment. You didn't say anything like, here's why Adrian Peterson deserves another chance.
Right, yeah.
You didn't say, here's why Ray Rice, you didn't say, get out of this fucking league. There's
right,
no
there was
place
no
for
culpability.
That. He said,
it was...
we could do this better, and we're going to have a panel that examines how to do it better. No one wants to hear that shit.
Right, yeah. Well, there's this other thing, and I heard Howard Stern talking about this, and it wasn't even about this, but it was about, I think this thing was about Nicki Minaj had some racist video or something, video that was... had some Nazi imagery in it. I don't know if you've seen this.
Well,
it didn't
you're
make
telling
my
me that Nicki Minaj made a bad
didn't
taste,
know,
bad
but
taste
Nicki
choice?
Minaj said, she put out a statement where she said, "I take full responsibility for the images in the video. The designer and director who came up with these ideas have been fired."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You didn't take full responsibility. You just said, "I take full responsibility. Mm-hmm. Now let me blame everybody else for these things." And that's what's happened with Goodell, too. Is he goes, "I take full responsibility, but they never gave me the tape."
Yeah.
you know, I never had the tape. How was I supposed to know?
Right.
What am I going to do? He's sitting there shrugging his shoulders going, I'm fully responsible, but I'm not really responsible. Mm-hmm. It's the whole thing is ridiculous.
It's
the whole thing's ridiculous. He's
a big dumb lummox.
And you know what? And I think the outrage has died down to where he's going to keep his job. I don't think anything's going to happen to Goodell.
No, because he makes a fortune for the owners.
And you know what? That just shows what assholes those guys are.
Oh, absolutely.
So, and if they got a new guy, but you know what? Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Go get a new guy. He's the same as him.
Right.
What's
sure,
the diff?
Sure.
Well, gonna get?
I mean, you know, Major League Baseball has gotten away with their commissioner.
Yeah.
The whole idea of the commissioner was let's get an outside voice
right, yeah.
to clear up.
Right.
That was after the scandal of the White Sox in 1917. Yeah. So it's like 1919, whatever it was.
They needed an independent voice.
Right.
From the owner.
And the MLB
and,
brought in Bud Selig, who was an owner.
Yeah, well, there you
Good
go.
Good job, fuckers.
Yeah, all right.
And Goodell is just the pimp for the owners. Anyway.
He's awful. Okay.
I got a worse pimp, but anyway, what's your
I guess I got to give him my number one. I don't think I even have a drum roll or anything, so let's do a little... Again, I'm hoping you see... I'm worried you're going to disagree with me on this one.
All right.
As I disagreed a little bit... The only one I've really disagreed with you on... was the Sony woman.
Okay.
That's the only one that I... Sherry, what's her name? What was her name again? I got to write it.
Amy Pascal.
Amy Pascal, okay. Here's my asshole of the year. And again, one of the big stories of the year, not unrelated to what we've talked about, but here's my asshole of the year. You know what makes... Here's what I hate, Corey. Hypocrisy. Okay.
No.
This is what I hate, hypocrisy. And here's the thing.
Hypocrisy.
You don't stop. All right. Some great rap.
These kids
I think
today.
I just made people's asshole of the year list
yeah,
with that
rap. Sure did.
I think. Okay.
The kids today with their hippin'
so here's
and their
what
hopping,
happens.
And they're bipping and they're bopping.
With the hippin' and the hopping.
And the bippin' and the bopping.
He's actually not the asshole of the year.
No.
Either.
You would have thought
here's the
he
asshole
was the asshole of the year.
Okay. Here's what happened this year, Corey. Let me tell you a story.
Sure.
I'm going to change the names here for a minute. Okay. This year, somebody hacked my photos. Okay. Mm. Somebody released nude photos of me to the internet.
No.
I was very upset.
Really?
And I decided I would give an interview about this. Okay. And I went on the cover of the magazine that I gave the interview. What do you think I was wearing on the cover of the magazine? Court?
You were... What? Do you have a photo?
I do have a photo, as a matter of fact. It's Jennifer Lawrence. You're completely naked on the cover. You're going... Speaks about stolen new photos. It's my body. It should be my choice. And she's naked on the cover of a magazine. You make no sense.
Well, she's
you make no. You
the
got
water,
no
the
argument.
Hold on.
Okay.
She's not naked.
Okay.
She's covered. Her nipples are covered by water.
Her nipples are covered by. Here's another shot from the same
from
thing.
The photo shoot.
I think her hand might be under
her
the
nipples
water.
Are barely covered by the water and the cockatoo and that she's holding there.
You can't listen. And I know we did. I know we did probably our worst hour and a half of radio when we looked through the nude photos. And I will apologize for doing that on the air. I guess that was probably a tasteless act on our part, okay? But you can't pretend to be outraged. And I said the thing about this new thing is about our cloud was hacked and Apple cloud was hacked. When very well it's very well possible that these boyfriends all got together and released these photos. There's a network of guys who shared these photos. Whether were the source of these, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We still don't know. There's been no clarity in the 6 months since right. these pictures came out. But here's my point.
Yeah.
Don't pretend like you were some kind of victim and put yourself out like that.
Well,
and I know you look. I can see.
We've seen, by the way.
Yes.
We've seen all the Jennifer Lawrence pictures.
I don't know.
I mean, well, no.
We've
I mean,
seen, we've seen a lot.
We've seen plenty.
We've seen plenty.
And if it was all to one guy,
right?
That's an extensive collection. Of
right. That's.
I don't think it was all.
Okay,
to one.
But I'm
Do you
saying
think that was sent to multiple guys.
My point is that you can't say that I've got this is locked down securely in a vault when some guy's walking around with those. Some guy's at the gym and there's a phone in a locker with a naked picture. You know, I mean, that's my point. Is that
okay, the one,
and you can't.
The one problem, big problem I had with the whole 4chan, and 4chan was on my list, by the
okay,
way.
Okay, 4chan.
For publishing all those photos and,
sure.
and putting, you
4chan,
know.
4chan, a dark corner of the internet.
It is.
Darker than JoelRadio.net.
4chan operates under this, we're free to everybody to operate,
yeah.
but a lot of bad stuff happens because
yeah,
of 4chan.
Okay, yeah, well.
But Jennifer Lawrence, as far as I know, was not compelled to spread her pussy lips open.
Well, that's
and,
the
and,
other thing.
And
yeah,
send
exactly.
pictures.
Yeah.
I personally know. Yeah. I have girls who've sent me naked pictures.
Oh my god!
And I've had girls I've dated who are like, "There's no goddamn way you're taking a picture of me." You know, or like, you know what I mean?
Right. I've there's said, girls. There's
hey,
girls who
can I take a picture?
There's girls who will
and she
not
said,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. "Shove it up your cake hole."
And the thing is,
and,
right.
And that's what Jennifer Lawrence could
right.
have said.
She could have said,
"I'm a big star. Yeah. Maybe I won't."
This could ruin my career if these got out. She could say.
But you know what it did? Nothing to
it
her
did
career.
Nothing, and that's why I thought that whole thing.
Hunger
was
Games,
anyway.
Mockingjay, Part
sure.
One,
right.
Opened big, made a bunch of money. What it did to her? This is the only consequence that happened yeah. to Jennifer Lawrence when she right. was digitally raped by the horrible internet yeah. rapists. Yeah. And
the
what
big,
you know, what?
The big bad internet hurt her.
I will even
Boo
say, I will it. Even say that the lack of privacy that we have now created for ourselves is a bad thing.
Okay,
and she probably doesn't deserve to have her private pictures leaked out.
Not necessarily, but.
The only material damage to her, it did because you know what? It's 2014. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody went, oh, salacious, the moral indecency.
I know, yeah.
She lost a $250,000 to $500,000 bonus for showing her titties.
You're right, yeah. Did she,
in her next movie contract, right, she yeah. could have got a half mil bump
sure, yeah.
to go, I'm going to be naked in this movie. That's literally it.
But you know, Halle Berry got her first Oscar nomination when she was getting fucked in the ass 8 Ways to Sunday, right? That was how she got...
Reese Witherspoon produced a film.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That is she's, her attempt to get an Oscar.
She's banging two guys in an alley in this movie. Yeah,
she's getting
literally.
Plowed on top of a dumpster.
Yeah, she really is.
And she, like, there's a lot of shots of her naked and stuff. Yeah. It's Hollywood, baby cakes.
Yeah.
Okay? Right. You know who hasn't shown their titties? Yeah. Raquel Welch is the one in the history of the fucking
media. There's still
time. I know. And she, like, amazingly, Raquel yeah. Welch managed to be a sex symbol and do everything in a bikini for 30 years
well, but,
and not
you know
show
what,
her titties.
But
everyone else has.
Yeah, you
it's
know,
showbiz. You're
it's
an
just,
actress.
Just
your
like,
job is to show us your titties.
Yeah,
that's your job.
Again, that's not even my argument is, like, look, when things get out, You know what you always have to look inward, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If your house gets robbed and you didn't lock the door that day, you know what I mean? Like I've heard this from people. Oh, my car got broken into. Yeah, did they smash the window? No, it was open. They just walked into it. Well, you know, I don't feel a whole lot of sympathy for those people that tell me. I've heard that
sure.
story from people. And I just go, you know what I mean? If you don't want these pictures out, don't take the picture. You're always running that risk. And I know, you know what? And I know if you were to sit her down privately, she would go, you know, it's fun that I'm this famous person and there's naughty pictures of me hanging around. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's dangerous and that's fun on some level. And yeah, you're embarrassed, but don't come out and do Vanity Fair. And God forbid you would think if there was anybody in her management, her agent, somebody that would look at that and just see the pure insanity
of
a naked photo of you saying, I'm outraged about naked photos.
And
If this was a joke, like the day those nude photos come out, somebody goes, here's the mock-up of the no one would believe that this would even get out. But I think people were not going to criticize the Vanity Fair cover because she had already taken enough shit.
Right.
And no one really said much about the Vanity Fair cover.
The other thing about and by the way, I think Jennifer Lawrence is one of the best young actresses.
And that's fine.
In the business.
She's good. Amazing. She's a good actress. Good.
Watch her in Silver Linings Playbook
yeah.
or American Hustle. She's fabulous.
Doesn't make her a bright person.
Great
and
actress.
Doesn't make her not an asshole.
No. She's a great actress, but she doesn't have a leg to stand on in this situation because
Zero.
She's a showbiz. Look, I don't want to be one of these fucking blame the victim guys.
Right.
But her outrage does not seem to be from a real place.
It's just
I have big problems when they want to advertise where people live and give out their addresses. That kind of shit is deplorable.
And especially seems silly, I think, to most people in wake of the Sony thing. The Sony thing affects a lot of people. That's a big, you know what I mean? That's a big money movie. They're threatening people's lives. Movie theaters are losing money. Everything. This seems trivial now, does it not? The celebrity hacking, doesn't that seem like...
Well, once they stop, and you know what, have they even released any new ones lately?
You know what, I stopped checking. I believe it or not, got kind of bored with the thing. Once,
for you,
for me,
the listening audience, we will promise to do an investigative research into
the
issue.
Have I let down the audience by saying...
Yeah, after Abby Elliott, I stopped looking.
Once I had
look.
Once I had the video of Aubrey Plaza with her leg up on the on the vanity, I mean, I think I was good.
You know what?
Look,
it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing that happened to her. It's a rotten thing. Yeah. But she's full of shit if she thinks anyone's going to have sympathy.
Yeah.
Full of shit.
Right, yeah.
She's not going
to
have it.
It's ridiculous. And then to do this is ridiculous. And you're a big star. And Kate Upton, who probably was the next most impacted celebrity, she's got a fucking commercial on every break during football with some fucocked game that she's selling. So she's a bigger star from it.
In this day and age.
It's a nothing issue.
Guess what?
It's a nothing issue.
We're not surprised that you have something under your dress that's parts.
It's not just that. Nothing's safe on the internet anymore. If you're going to put something on your phone, it can all come out anytime they want. If somebody wants it bad enough, it will get out there, so don't put it on your phone.
Even Snapchat, which is where you're supposed to be able to go and show people your titties they now say that there's an archive of Snapchat.
There was a Snapchat archive. I saw the Snapchat archive. I went and I found the Snapchat archive.
Well, I'm stunned. Purely scientific reasons.
Well, I went to see what all the outrage was about, and there's really not – even that wasn't – I mean, the celebrity stuff was worse in the sense of the explicit nature of the photos and that these people were famous. I mean, the Snapchat was just – you don't know who those people are.
I would say one of the things that is really a problem with this whole Jennifer Lawrence issue and the whole 4chan and the whole – it creates this sort of like Victorian era premise that somehow women's sexuality is special and virtuous and men are all fucking degenerates for one night sex.
it does.
Women don't ever
Right.
Jennifer Lawrence is in these videos touching herself, doing stuff, showing it off. Because I'm sure she never enjoyed sex with a man.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
it's this notion that women are somehow not sexual beings. They don't enjoy getting boned on a dumpster like Reese Witherspoon and it's this fucking bullshitness where men are werewolves and women are fucking Princess Peach. Fuck you with your bullshit, you skanks. Your show, Aubrey Plaza's jerking off into a fucking hotel mirror.
And again, the Aaron Andrews thing where Aaron Andrews was spied on is different than these pictures too for the very reason of the consent. The consent was given to take the photos. No one's arguing
Well, didn't somebody peek through the window at Aaron Andrews?
No. That's what I'm saying. Aaron Andrews did not give consent for her nude photos. Jennifer Lawrence gave consent. Kate Upton gave consent. All of the Aubrey Plaza. These are selfies.
These are not the guys who leaked them. If some tech guy hacked the iCloud on their own and found, you know, because you can go and look up people's Instagrams. If they hacked the data randomly or specifically targeted them, that's one thing. If Brad Cooper or whoever she's sending her pussy shots to, whoever she was dating at the
Chris
time.
Chris Martin from Coldplay, the new boyfriend.
Whatever, right. Well, there was some guy in some of those videos that she was with. Nicholas Holt. Nicholas Holt.
Was that who it was?
Yeah.
It wasn't the kid from Hunger Games. I thought he hit that too.
Oh, maybe he was in there. Whatever, co-stars she sent pictures of her box to, if they leaked them, they're assholes.
Right, they're assholes.
Because it puts a chilling effect on an average ham and egger schmo like you.
Yeah.
If you go, hey, baby, send me some naked pictures,
I had a girl,
you're going to be in trouble now.
I had a girl who said, I want to take pictures of you. And I said, is this too much?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, this is too much.
Dad netted it out.
I said this to a girl. I said, you're not taking a picture of me. You're not taking a picture of my penis.
Yeah, well,
and my face in the same photo. I said this to somebody. I said,
"Who is this girl?" How do we find out?
No, this girl said, "Hey, I want to take photos of you." I said, "You're not going to take a picture of me." You know, I mean, I just said I wasn't going to do that. I basically wasn't going to be in a naked picture. You want this picture of me? Fine, just let me leave my drawers on or something. I'm not taking it.
Like I said, there's been women. Like, there's been women I've asked, and they said, "Go pound sand."
Right, but they're also. Now, it's 2015, okay, in a few days. Let's understand that our definition of private, there's private and there's public. And there's a gray area in there, and that is the cloud, that is email, that is Facebook, that is Instagram. All that stuff is neither private nor public. And my argument is that here's what's public, everything that's not actually private.
I think I just realized that we've been a recurring theme here of people expecting their shitty behavior to be private
is now
public, and we're calling them assholes for it. I'm confused now about our whole list. All right.
No. I think that there are. Who did I think? I mean, you know, Donald Sterling. But the difference is Donald Sterling, you know, when Donald Sterling got called out on the carpet,
mm-hmm.
Donald Sterling had nothing to say.
He said things that made him sound worse.
He rolled over and basically admitted to it. So that's a different thing. Anyway, that's my asshole of the year. I feel like you're somewhat on board with this, at least on some level.
No, I don't. I don't think you
have her as a number one asshole. That's not who you picked.
Well, look, I don't think she deserves to be the number one asshole of the year. But I see a bit of phony baloney outrage in her.
Right, so.
And there's been a lot of privacy issues, a lot of phony baloney outrage.
Well, yeah.
This is a guy who legitimately. My number one's a guy who legitimately did awful things.
John Tenney.
Yes.
No, after last week's episode.
The producers of Ghost
Dog. I know. Okay, give us our number one.
I kid. We love John.
We do love John.
John was completely wicked and evil. And
yeah, that's the one thing people said about that show.
I knew he was doing it. I looked at... Look.
Yeah, I know. We played ball.
And I looked at each other, and I knew where he was going, and you went in the trap, and then I got mad at you.
The reason anyone ever heard that show is because I put it up on the website, so I've got nothing to argue about. Yeah. Who's your number one asshole of the year?
My number one asshole of the year, a well-deserved, and we're returning to the world's favorite sporting event. Sepp Blatter, chairman of FIFA.
Chairman of FIFA?
That is correct.
Oh, my God. How many naked photos of him have come out?
Oh, so many. No. If you recall...
What's his name again?
Sepp Blatter.
B-L-A-T-T-E-R. I had one of those. It was terrible. Yeah, exactly. I was 23. It was...
All right. This would be his fifth term in office running this little criminal cartel they have, which runs the most popular sport in the world.
Yes.
Sepp Blatter is the chairman and president of FIFA. He's the head. He's the Goodell times 20,
okay.
Right? He runs all of football, runs through him. Where was the World Cup was in Brazil this year, right?
Yes.
Now, as you recall, the nation of Brazil had mass protests leading up to the World Cup.
Right.
Because what happened is there was from the time they got the World Cup, there was a 7-year campaign to crack down on homeless people, criminals, scumbags, and drug gangs, which is a nice thing. But there was also a massive infrastructure building project in which billions of dollars were spent building stadiums in a jungle that would never be built again, that would never be used
right,
again.
Right, yeah. They...
So the country of Brazil, which has, you know, economic problems like any fucking country, the people weren't real happy about this for what is essentially, a month-long spectacle.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a month long.
It's a month of fun. A month of games.
Right. Well, where is the next World Cup going to be?
Where is it? Is it the one that's in the Middle East somewhere, right?
No.
Is it Russia?
Russia.
Okay, Russia.
Where's a wonderful country with no human rights violations? Where the leader, he could have been the asshole of the year. Clearly.
Well, you saw what they did with the Olympics, the Sochi games, and how awful those were. Yeah.
Right. Russia wins the 2018 World Cup.
Yes.
And everybody says, wow, that's shitty.
Yeah.
Russia's got a bad track record of human rights, and it's invading Crimea.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The people of Crimea voted to have it. Whatever. And Ukraine.
Yes.
All this shit. Chechnya. All this bad stuff that Russia does. Supporting fascist dictatorships like Syria and Iran and fucking North Korea. Russia is going to host your
Russia's
World
the,
Cup.
Yes, okay.
So you're like, all right, we're already on dicey grounds. The World Cup after that, the 2022 World Cup, is in Qatar.
Yeah, okay, so.
Qatar.
They're picking some good spots,
these
FIFA guys.
Now, Qatar would be a horrible fucking place to host the World Cup for one reason.
Yeah.
The World Cup happens during the summer when most of the professional soccer leagues have their break.
Yeah.
Right, they take 2 months off. They play fucking 10 months a year.
Yes,
but the 2 months a year they don't. They play the World Cup.
Yeah,
every 4 years. Average temperature daytime in Doha.
Yeah,
in Qatar.
Yeah,
130 degrees.
Whoops.
They want to play a fucking outdoor sports tournament in 130 degree fucking weather. So they then said, "Don't worry, we'll build floating cloud blockers over the stadium.
Yeah.
We'll build giant air-conditioned domes in a fucking island, in a fucking tiny little state. Qatar is like bullshit. It's like a, you know, it's like Rhode Island. It's like
it's a little state. Principality.
There are 10 countries right now that could host the World Cup with a half hour's notice.
Oh, yeah.
One of them is the United States of America.
Right.
You could give us about 3 weeks and we'd go, let's bring it
on. You could have this in Germany every year.
Germany.
Just why not? The France, stadiums are there. Yeah,
right. There's all these countries that have infrastructure and trains and security. England, they'll just tell them to fuck themselves.
They just hate England. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. They'll be like, well, the hooligans. That's what they'll claim. But you know what I'm saying? There's countries in Europe that could host this right now. There's even places, you know, whatever. Places that have already had the World Cup. But instead, the World Cup is this personal fucking pyramid scheme. Building, it's a money scheme for Sepp Blatter and his fucking cronies. And they then discover, oh, what's this? The bids for Russia and Qatar involved massive blackmail of all the African countries, which were like, give us our money. They had the World Cup in South Africa.
Yeah.
So what they do is instead of having the fucking thing in places that can handle it and have places that are ready to hold it in Western democracies,
yeah.
They're like, we're going to have the World Cup in these weird parts of the world to show that this is the world game.
Yeah.
But they then prove there was fucking open bribery involved, and the United States was supposed to have they were the number two runner-up over Qatar, the country you can't even fucking hold the tournament in. And then they're building stadiums in the fucking desert with slave labor.
Well, are they doing anything about this Sepp Blatter guy?
Yes. Oh, FIFA had an internal investigation.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, those are the best kinds.
Let's look into it.
The internal kind.
And FIFA then went, hold on, no chicanery here. And the guy who conducted this like 18-month-long investigation into the whole bidding process said, the fuck, that was what I said.
Yeah.
That wasn't my report. I said you were guilty of sin. So he went to the UN. So it's time to take this fucking Sepp Blatter out behind a barn and put a bullet in this old, twisted fuck. Get him the hell out of there.
But what's really going to happen to this guy? Nothing.
Nothing. Not a goddamn thing.
That's too bad. No,
FIFA is the most corrupt, rotten. And I only put him in number one because Goodell looks like a pansy ass compared to this guy.
You're probably right.
This guy actually literally... What the NFL does, somebody bitch slaps their wife. That's bad.
Right.
That's a bad thing for the country. This is slave fucking labor building stadiums for a month-long tournament.
It's racketeering and it's criminal activity.
FIFA makes the Gotti family look like
right. It's organized crime
it
in
is.
A sense. So okay,
global organized crime. There
All
you
right,
go.
There you
Not
go.
As funny as Kanye West, but
well,
an actual piece of shit.
I'm sure our listeners in Denmark are
They're
very happy
me.
About
Thank
you. Raging about
Finland
FIFA.
Just got upset.
There they go. All right, here's my runner-ups, the guys that you didn't mention so far. And I'm going to be quick, because I know we're running long here. We're going to hit the three-hour mark again if we're not careful.
Jesus.
But, you know, until Kim Jong-un and this whole shit went down, Rodman was on my list over
again.
Oh,
yeah, well.
You remember, he went to Korea and got drunk and said all kinds of anti-American. We said a bunch of anti-American stuff and then said, well, they plied me with liquor. That was stupid. Here's a local one. Dave Rexroth was the Channel 7 newscaster. He blew out his own eye with a firework on the 4th of July and had to get a glass eye.
Because, you know, what's funny is these weathermen tend to double as, like, the science correspondent.
Yeah, they're real preachy.
Like, whenever they have to do a science story about a volcano. Yeah, and the guy's
fireworks
playing with fireworks and it blows off his eye.
Let the grown-ups handle the fireworks, kids, and he blows his fucking eye. What a dick. All right, Jasmine Tridivel was the woman who allegedly got three boobs.
Oh,
in a fake third boob.
Well, that's
and they found that was fake, so that was
good.
Bad.
Yeah.
Charlo Green was the Alaska TV reporter who quit over pot. Do you remember that story?
Oh.
She was a real, and it turned out she owned a dispensary or something.
Yeah,
so
she said, "Fuck it,"
and she said, "Fuck it, I'm out of here. Fuck you, do your job, bitch." You talked about Jenny McCarthy's anti-vaccine views, but Rob Schneider, the comedian, was fired from. He was fired from his State Farm campaign. Stephen Collins, the Seventh Heaven actor,
who
admitted to abusing kids. Again, that's something
well.
In his past, but let's put him on there. God, it's hard to not include the family of Casey Kasem, who took his body ransom and moved it all over the world. I think they finally buried him in Norway this week, Casey Kasem. There's a guy named Stephen Zhang who made a video about What happens when a drunk girl is in public, and what rapey things guys do to a drunk girl. Turns out all the guys were actors and the whole thing was fake, but that was internet outrage for about 48 hours on that one. God, you mentioned Shia LaBeouf. Paul Rosalie was the guy who claimed to get eaten by a snake. We covered that last time. And, of course, didn't get eaten by a snake on Eaten Alive. And how can you forget about the one and only, the all-time great, Bill Cosby, one of the assholes of the year. So that's who I had as my runners-up. Corey.
Wow, I had a long...
Go ahead, give us a brief rundown here.
I had a long list. Let me see some of the names.
Yes.
As I mentioned, the ladies of The Real.
Oh, God damn it.
And the girlfriend intervention, which was by far the worst piece of television.
Yeah, they must have got rid of that one already.
Oh, they pulled the plug.
Okay, go ahead.
Kris Jenner. Because she continues to be a thing.
Just because, yeah.
Or now she's Kris Kardashian, I guess.
Oh, fucking A.
David Gregory, the outgoing host of Meet the Press, for being a talentless suck-up shitbag.
What did he do on the way
out? Well, he drove Meet the Press into the toilet.
He did, and they had to replace him with
just for being a big whistling dick.
Big pansy.
Chuck Lorre, because he continues to make the worst television.
He does. I think they're finally getting rid of Two and a Half Men, though, right? It's the last season.
Well, but you know what?
Two Broke Girls
continues its reign of terror.
There you go.
I had Miley Cyrus for the Bangers. Live broadcast that was on NBC.
Fuck, that was bad, yeah.
I mean, and look.
And the Sgt. Pepper album, you could blame her for that, too.
Look, Jennifer Lawrence, I was happy to see her titties.
Yeah.
Miley, put those little hillbilly mosquito bites away, would you? All right, I don't need to see those anymore.
She'll look like Mama June in a few years anyway.
Al Sharpton.
Oh, God.
For never failing to find a camera. you know what I mean? Like.
Never met a camera you didn't like.
I don't even think Al Sharpton. I get some of what he's about.
Sure.
But it just seemed like any time there was anything involving a black person who had an issue.
It's kind of like, and look, I don't want to speak, but like, is there anybody else out there? I mean, is there another guy to speak for you? I mean, anybody.
That's a problem.
Is there anybody? No one.
You know what? The Democrats had a real problem this year in the election. Because they didn't have a bench.
Yeah.
There wasn't really a lot of talent to go step up. And Al Sharpton, you're right.
No one listens to Jesse Jackson
anymore.
Well, Jesse had the baby mama. They had to get rid of Jesse.
Hannibal Buress had the most moral clarity of
He really did. Yeah, good for him.
Al Sharpton. Melissa McCarthy for her fatty falls down, go boom.
Enough of
style
that.
Of fucking
Tammy
comedy.
And...
RG3 for being worth how much money they're paying him is terrible.
I mean, that's...
Burger King. I know you said not to put companies on here.
What did they do?
Burger King bought Tim Hortons
so that
they could move to Canada and not pay U.S. taxes. You piece of shit. Macklemore.
Just because.
Just because. Yeah. Pitbull. Just because.
I had Pitbull in the past. I didn't have Pitbull on 1 year. It's funny because I've heard interviews with Pitbull. Like he was on Stern this year, I think, and stuff. And I kind of like Pitbull personally now. I'm not saying the music's good, but he actually seems like kind of a nice guy. But okay.
I have two guys.
Look, I'm friends with Vanilla Ice, so you're not in of our time to get me to.
Two guys, sadly, for the same reason, Robin Williams and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That was just
two sad cases of talent.
Yeah, waste of talent.
No talent was wasted in the making of Sarah Palin, who refuses to fucking go away.
Well, the family brawling on the lawn at the 4th of July party.
Great
whatever.
Stuff. Good stuff.
The Labor Day party.
Jerry Jones. We forgot about that asshole.
Yeah, you know,
he got overshadowed by so many.
Big Fat Rex. Here's the thing. Cowboys were good this year, and it's harder to hate him when they're good.
Right.
It's only good to hate him when they fucking suck.
But didn't he get caught with some models and some shit and shenanigans?
Some woman accused him of something, and I don't even know that he did it, still.
Jerry Jones just deserves to be.
Hey, you know that one time he got away with it, the 50,000 other times,
Some of the, Pat Robertson, God knows what he did.
Well,
he just continues to be
the
fucking 700 Club is still on. How do we do that? What else? We have Mickey Rourke for that bullshit fake fight.
fake fight. What's he proving having a fake fight?
I don't know.
At his age anyway.
He got it. He's 60 years old and he had a boxing match in Russia.
Yeah.
Whereas we all know nothing bad or shady ever goes on in Russia.
Yeah.
And a guy was like a homeless guy he picked up off the street, and he fell on like a gut shot. It was fakest fight I've ever seen. Bob Zamuda.
What did Bob Zamuda do this
Bob Zamuda continuing to perpetuate the theory that Andy Kaufman's coming back any minute
now. Nobody cares anymore.
Stop with that, Bob.
It's over,
Stop milking. You've been okay, well, Joel. If one of us outlives the other one,
yeah,
I hope you continue for 30 years
to carry on
to keep selling Corey related merchandise.
Yeah, well, that is a little tacky now.
I had Rob Schneider, Bethany Frankel for that atrocity of a fucking talk show she had that got canceled.
Calling
all my girls.
That's what this. I didn't even know that was the theme. Bethany's gone.
Buffalo Bills defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz.
Oh God. Well, that was the you saw that on the front page of JewelRadio.net where he got carried off. The Buffalo snowstorm. I did a little piece on that. So
what a dick.
Yeah.
And you know what? Hey, Buffalo, you're out of the playoffs.
Yeah, they're out. They actually had a pretty good record. They
and by the way, our team 11-4.
Yeah, yeah.
Your team hit the fucking
exactly,
bricks.
Yeah.
Get out of here with your bullshit. What else did I have? I had Kim Kardashian's ass.
Oh yeah, enough of that.
Enough of her.
Enough of her titties, too. Get rid of those.
Well, sure. Rebecca Carroll. Sorry she was so low on the list. She wrote an article that was on, I think, Gawker, about how Lena Dunham was keeping black women off television. That was perhaps the fucking piece of written dribble I've ever read.
You could almost argue Lena Dunham with her thing and her book and all that stuff, and she wouldn't pay the opening acts, and you saw that she had to apologize to the guy she accused of rape or something. Yeah. And a lot of,
Cody Wilson, the guy who digitally printed a gun, which is depicted in the movie
Print the Legend.
Print the Legend.
Did you watch Print the Legend?
I did watch Print
That's
the Legend.
That's good, right?
That was a good flick.
I told you,
that
was a good movie.
Good movie. But this guy's whole shtick was that he could digitally print a firearm and he continued to be a complete nozzle about it at all times, not at any point ever thinking, hey, maybe that's a bad fucking idea.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's a bunch
all
of
right,
these.
There you go.
Wait, oh, the fucking the Duck Dynasty asshole.
Oh, God.
I forgot
Phil
about
Robertson,
that old fuck. But again,
Phil Robertson.
Who put the hillbilly on TV?
Yeah, that guy.
Who
that we need
put
to find him?
The fucking geriatric man from Georgia on television who had strange ideas about homosexuality.
Yeah.
Who was surprised by that?
Well, there you go. That's going to do for the asshole. And I guess we have to make the Sepp Blatter, Jennifer Lawrence ass douchebag hotline now, right?
It's the Jennifer Blatter hotline.
The Jennifer Lawrence Blatter, the Lawrence Blatter douchebag hotline. Actually sounds good together.
Yeah.
But anyway. So that'll be it. You can call that at 610.
The J-Law Blatter Hotline.
610-552-0746. Leave your thoughts on the show. Don't forget, as always, we got the PayPal link. Donate to the show. It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
We love our fans. We do the show for you every week and every other week anyway. And if you've enjoyed it, we did some good shows this year. As I look back, this is the last show of 2014. We did the live shows over at O'Mara's. Interviewed Gilbert Gottfried. We had the great show with Kenny this year. I mean, just last time.
I know Hanukkah's almost over as we record this.
Yes.
But it's still time
for
you to take our three-hour tirades of hate against famous people and wrap yourselves in the warm blanket of our misery.
There you go.
And have a happy and safe 2015.
Yeah, good Hanukkah. Happy New Year to everybody. We'll catch you next year.
Kwanzaa you can fuck up.
Kwanzaa
can
go fuck up.
No, have a wonderful...
Oh, Kwanzaa's
if you
good
celebrate too. That, good for you.
Good for you. Happy made-up holiday. It's somebody's... That's some comics joke, you know. That's going to do it for Joel Radio for 2014. Thanks for listening, everybody. Again, support us on the PayPal. Go to our Facebook. Go to our Twitter. Spread the love of the assholes of the year. It's our favorite show to do. I think we picked some good ones this year, so... Enjoy that. Listen to this on the way to grandma's.
I hope we don't have to say the words Kardashian.
Yeah, hopefully it's the last time.
Are we done with that?
That's it. No one mentioned Bruce Jenner.
Ugh. Ugh.
A feeling he might come up next year.
Oh, God.
Good night, everybody. From Joel Radio. Happy 2015. We'll catch you next year. See you.
Mother.